our conversation, by the way, by saying, you know, this never seems to happen to hockey players. You know, these are the toughest guys out there, but these baseball players, they're like porcelain sometimes. One little ding and they just shatter. Never happens to guys in the NHL. That'll do it for this hour. For Gina Cervetti, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to the Wall Street Journal this morning.
This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The CIA may have taken out the number two man in Al-Qaeda. Maybe. The military is still sorting out the attack in Pakistan. More live from Washington from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Yeah, he is, or perhaps he was, Abuya Yahia Alibi. And U.S. officials say they are optimistic he was in the house that was targeted by one of several drone strikes in Pakistan. Now, how many strikes and how many casualties, still a matter of contention. The U.S. says fewer than five people were hit. Pakistan, which still strongly objects to the drone offensive, says more than a dozen people were killed in 2 days of strikes. Alibi would be the latest in more than a dozen top al-Qaeda commanders taken out since Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden a year ago, Ron.
Rich, only 6 days after Syria's diplomats were thrown out of the U.S. and other countries around the world, Syria is reciprocating, its foreign ministry saying it's expelling Western diplomats from Damascus. For the seventh time in 14 months, it's election day in Wisconsin. This time it's whether to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Milwaukee.
And Democrats furious with Governor Scott Walker curbing collective bargaining for most public employees hope that they can knock him out of office. Polls show a tight race with Walker up slightly.
I think we want to move forward. I think we've laid the foundation for success.
His opponent, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, votes here at this Milwaukee school later this morning.
We will show this state, we will show this nation that Scott Walker will never conquer the middle class of Wisconsin.
Also on the ballot, four GOP Senate seats and the lieutenant governor. Ron?
Jennifer, Jerry Sandusky is expected to be in the courtroom when his trial begins today with the selection of the jury. The former Penn State assistant football coach faces 52 criminal charges involving the sexual abuse of 10 boys. Sandusky denies the allegations. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, or better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com. Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Come on, Grandpa. I'm going to school you.
I'd hate to miss a moment of playing hoops with my grandson.
I'm on fire.
So I'm using my Medicare preventive benefits from the health care law.
Nothing but net.
There are no co-pays or deductibles for annual wellness visits and some cancer screenings.
2 out of 3, Grandpa.
You are on.
Don't miss a moment. Use your preventive benefits. Learn more at healthcare.gov.
Okay, let's face it. If you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call The Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call The Face Place today, 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 75 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-90s with a slight chance of afternoon showers, but don't tell anybody, but we've got a pretty good chance of rain coming up tomorrow through the rest of the week. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. If you're listening to WTAW Monday morning, shortly after 9, you heard the announcement that Neil Bortz is retiring from his talk show. Bortz announced his departure in his typical style.
My last day on the air is January the 21st of next year, which is the day we inaugurate a new president. If it's Barack Obama, then I'm going to disappear into the mountains somewhere and come out after he has completely destroyed this country.
In Bortz's place, former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over. Cain is a longtime substitute host for Bortz, who says he's retiring now to travel with his wife, Donna. Bortz has had his current talk show for more than 20 years, but began in radio here at WTAW in 1967 while attending Texas A&M. He's maintained a long positive relationship with the station, hosting numerous events to interact with local listeners, including a book signing and live broadcasts of his show. A long weekend has passed for the local electric companies and thousands of customers who were unexpectedly in the heat. Timothy Crabb at College Station Utilities says the Greens Prairie substation, which is shared by both cities, was damaged by fire, and by BTU equipment was damaged by fire and resulted in the Saturday night power outage.
A wire had come loose or burnt loose. We're still determining what caused that to happen.
Crabb says the length of the outage was extended because transformers at the substation couldn't be switched until the fire was put out.
So we had to do switching in the field, and within probably an hour and a half, we had half the customers back on.
After power was restored to everyone, it took another 5 hours at the the substation to complete repairs. BTU reported 3,400 customers that had lost power. Another 3,000 were with College Station utilities. One of the first arrests made by undercover Bryan police officers looking for online sex offenders is on trial. Opening arguments are scheduled for today for Gruesum Wrath of Houston, who was picked up in September 2006, accused of online solicitation of a child under the age of 14. That child was actually a police officer. Wrath is now 34 years old. He had trial dates set twice last year, according to court records. College Station police are monitoring reports from apartment complexes about door-to-door solicitation.
He was telling residents that the complex required them to pay $20 for a Houston Chronicle subscription, and that is just not true. No apartment complex is going to require you to take a newspaper subscription. What I suggest is that if you decide to open the door to somebody that you don't know who happens to be selling something, before you buy anything, before you engage them in a conversation at all, ask to see their city permit.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says if you feel uncomfortable, call police. A Texas A&M history professor has won the right to review thousands of documents related to the 1972 Watergate burglary and cover-up. Professor Luke Richter's goal was to learn the testimony of one rather insignificant player in the Watergate drama.
Centerpiece of that petition is the testimony of the government's star witness, Alfred Baldwin. And this star witness was the person who actually overheard the wiretap.
The burglary of the political headquarters in Washington 40 years ago this month eventually led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon, the only time that's happened. Richter's documents will be added to his website, nixontapes.org. Texas pet sellers will be under the microscope as the U.S. Agriculture Department tries to close a loophole.
USDA maintains some breeders selling pets online are taking advantage of a loophole in the Animal Welfare Act. Deputy Undersecretary Rebecca Blue says definition of a pet store predates the Internet. She says the proposed regulations include licensing.
If you had more than four breeding females and continued to sell over the Internet, you would have to apply for a license with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, APHIS.
Blue says that license would include inspections to ensure the Animal Welfare Act is being complied with. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
And a Texas-based group of black church leaders have asked U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to arrange a meeting where they can ask President Obama to reconsider his support for same-sex marriage. The Coalition of African-American Pastors says the president, quote, has broken our hearts by using his power and position to endorse as a civil right something that is simply wrong, end quote. The group's founder and president, the Reverend William Owens Sr., says he marched for civil rights, but not for same-sex marriage. WTAW News Time is 6:11 at 75 degrees right now. Your forecast is up next. The news brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Vote now for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 12th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. So what are your favorite places to eat, bank, or buy a car? You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrazos.com. Click over to thebestofthebrazos.com and cast your vote today.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure results in some pretty typical weather for early June across the region. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures will top out in the lower 90s. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, a high in the lower 90s, partly cloudy in the mid-70s tomorrow night. Thursday, some sun, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, for the... For the first time in 19 years, Texas A&M has had two players selected in the first round of the Major League Draft. Tyler Naquin and Michael Wacha picked 15th and 19th overall last night. We'll talk about that and a little cough there. And TCU did it the hard way, won four in a row to win that College Station Regional. We'll talk about that. And the Brazos Valley Bombers, all that and more coming up in sports.
Sounds like Baylor.
Yeah, yeah, Baylor won four in a row to win their regional. And how about Stony Brook?
Did they do it?
Yeah, they did it.
I didn't have time to watch.
Stony Brook's going to go play LSU in Baton Rouge.
Can they afford to go back up to New York before they go to Baton Rouge, or they just get on the bus?
We'll see. Yeah.
All right, so let me see. Two first-round draft picks on the...
Don't pile on. Just don't pile on, right. Okay? That's just tacky.
When was the last time?
1993.
Okay.
Jeff Granger and Kelly Winch.
I remember them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that team did pretty well. They played late into the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was, since we're talking about this, Chase Murphy,
yeah,
on Friday, he's going to be calling a game with the sixth overall draft pick playing in it.
Yeah.
Kid from Corpus Christi Carroll. His name escapes me right now, but he...
No, he's that important.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you in a minute.
I'm guessing he'll be on the mound.
No. Oh. No, I don't think he's a mounder.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
I bet you could find that.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it just came to my mind. And
did it.
Yeah, I had everything but his name.
Yeah.
Hey, but, by golly.
Happens with increasing frequency, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. More often than you could imagine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
by golly.
Yeah, that's great.
That name just escaped.
I almost remembered all of it.
Yeah, hey, when that happens. All right, so anyway, as Tom feverishly looks for whoever that guy is, a North Carolina man claims that a woman beat him with a prosthetic leg.
Ah.
Sounds like a weapon of opportunity.
It does. Let me go get my leg.
Well, maybe it was just right there. You know, unbuckled it and went to town.
Could be. Investigators say the man, age 29, got into a fight with a woman over groceries.
Hmm.
That's when he says, she took off her leg.
Told you.
And started to beat him.
Just wailing away.
Now, I'm just saying.
I'll learn you.
I'm just saying. That's not something that you whip off instantly, right?
No, I think you have to figure that it has to be secured.
People, well, you're right.
Otherwise, it just wobble right off.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, it's not like, and maybe he's not one to want to run away.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, you know.
Well, he's sitting there thinking, it's a one-legged woman. I can take her.
As she reaches down for the buckle.
Yeah.
Would it not seem that would be a great time to go ahead and maybe move in another direction away from her? All right. Anyway,
do we know why they were arguing over groceries?
No.
Had she spent too much at Piggly Wiggly?
I think they probably don't cohabitate or anything. The woman's dialysis tube was pulled out from her neck during the scuffle. Good grief! Wow, this lady is not in a good way.
He's 29. Anyway. Do we know how old she is?
No. She claims the man punched her first.
Huh.
No charges have been filed.
You know, dialysis and a prosthetic limb.
First. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Aside from that, I'd say everything's great at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, there you go. It was a fight worth fighting.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good. And amazingly, it didn't happen in Florida.
Maybe it's the last that buy one, get one corn. Info.
Mason.
Very nice.
Yeah, those BOGO deals will bring them out. So.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I got his name, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
His name?
And it was 13th overall pick, not the 6.
Well, 6, 13, what the heck? Yeah.
He's an outfielder named Courtney Hawkins.
Well, good for him. All right.
Yeah, so Chase will see him on Friday. Yeah. It's the 5th of June, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Speaking of birthdays, here we go. Country singer Don Reed of the Statler Brothers turned 67 years old.
One of the brothers,
yeah. Fred Stone of Sly and the Family Stone turned 66 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah, a stoner.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, country singer Gail Davies is 64 years old, and we're at work. Saxophonist Kenny G, Mr. G, is 56 years old today. And Ron Livingston, he was in our favorite movie.
Yeah.
He was also in The Band of Brothers. Uh-huh. He was in The Practice.
But he was still in Office Space.
Yeah, he was in Office Space.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Yeah. Looks like you've been missing a lot of work.
There we go.
I didn't say I've been missing it.
No. He's typecast in my mind. I don't care what he does.
He'll always be Peter.
Yeah.
He's 45 years old. Brian McKnight, the singer, is 43 years old today. And the actor, singer, Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, right, is 41 years old.
He used to be Marky Mark. Now he prefers just Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you're right. And he's got lots of money, I would imagine, because he directs and produces and all that kind of stuff, doesn't he?
Stays busy.
Yeah, he does. Actor Chad Allen, he was the son on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, is 38 years old today. And from the Gilmore Girls, actress Lisa Whale is 35 years old. And that's all I got on that list. And I guess that's all I got. Oh, Jill Biden, the second lady.
Yeah.
I'm sure she prefers to be called that. The second lady is 62 years old. Bill Moyers, the TV journalist.
She looks pretty good for 62.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Dr. Jill
Dr.
Biden.
Dr. Jill Biden.
By the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Moyers, yeah, she's the smartest person in that house.
Uh-huh. Don't you know it by a long shot.
Yeah. Bill Moyers is 78 years old today. And there you go. That's all I got.
Ken Follett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the author.
Author dude. Married to a member of parliament, lives in England. He would hurt himself, but he doesn't need to because she's doing pretty well, too. So,
there you go.
Anyhow, all right, 620.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas-strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, to put a fine point on this, if the Obama campaign keeps sending out on these Sunday programs their surrogates, their friendlies, their supporters, and they're going on television, and they're saying, like in the case of Cory Booker or Deval Patrick or Ed Rendell or Harold Ford Jr., or even Bill Clinton, that Bain Capital is a respected company, and they're saying that Mitt Romney has a sterling business career that crosses the qualification threshold to be president, as Clinton said, and that Obama will lose the election if it's a referendum on his record, then you know that things are bad. Now, the reason that Obama is in trouble is his record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What hairstyle are you looking for? Something new and chic?
sophistication, beauty? Quit cutting corners with your hair. Get the attention you deserve. The stylists at Chrome, a salon experience, have the talent and modern fashion sense to give you exactly the hairstyle you need. Schedule an appointment now with Chrome. Don't forget the new Chrome Tower Point location. Same great service, same great healthy, sexy, shiny hair. Chrome, a salon experience. In Gateway on University Drive and now in Tower Point. ExperienceChrome.com.
Sleep together, live longer. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Hubby may be restless, your wife may be a sheet stealer, but sleeping together can help you live longer. Research finds that couples who sleep in the same bed tend to be in better health. Women in long-term stable relationships fell asleep more quickly and woke up less during the night than single women or women who lost or gained a partner. Shared sleep can lower stress, even boost oxytocin, a love hormone known to ease anxiety. Your wallet isn't taking quite a beating at the pump these days. Turns out the national average price of regular gasoline fell over 5.5 cents a gallon to about $3.61 over the past week. It was the largest drop in any week since December 19th. Disappointing reading on factory orders sent the blue chips plummeting for a fourth session in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average retreated 17 points, closing at 12,101, its lowest level since December. The futures are all down at this moment. I'm Jen Ursillo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Bank. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I just had a baby, and I need to cash in my CD early.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Note, early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees are up to but not restricted to 50% of the CD's value. All withdrawals...
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say, how can I help you? At Ally Bank, we offer a no-penalty CD that lets you withdraw all your money after the first week of funding and keep the interest earned with no penalties. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So, if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Still going to be warm today, about 95. Got a 20% chance of showers. It's up to 30% tonight with a low of 74. And get this, 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow and also on Thursday and Friday. So a little bit of humidity, moisture coming in here. So that could kick things off and also won't be quite as warm. We probably will be near 90 as we head on into the weekend. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the west at 5. We have overcast skies, and it's 77.
Not all that long ago, it was perfectly acceptable, if not desirable, for lots of people to sleep in your bed with you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer.
That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
You have no idea how good life is today compared to the past, but you're about to. For example, the bedroom.
Today, bedrooms are private places. But 100 years ago, you'd have been quite happy to share your bedroom, even your bed, with other people. People like your colleagues from work. Think about that.
Lucy Worsley, author of the book, If Walls Could Talk.
For many centuries, people have been very happy to share their sleeping space, really for the want of any better alternative. If you think of a medieval house, it's a great privilege to be warm and secure, and privacy was pretty low down the list of requirements.
And when people did share their bed, there were rules.
If you're sleeping as a family in a bed, against the wall you put your unmarried daughter, next comes the mother, next comes the father, next comes your son. Only then, at the outside, do you place any visitor to your household, like a traveling pilgrim or a tinker or somebody like that. And you can see the whole point is to keep the men away from your unmarried daughters.
People have been cleaning their teeth for centuries, but not the way we do it today.
In the 16th century, people were cleaning their teeth, but they weren't using brushes. They're using twigs with sort of stringy ends. But I know, because I've tried it out myself, in the late 17th century, we do get the first toothbrushes being introduced.
Tomorrow, how people ate before the modern kitchen. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
For a super spinach boost, try the Subway Oven Roasted Chicken with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of June. It's the classic oven-roasted chicken you love with super good superfood spinach on your choice of freshly baked bread, like our famous Italian urban cheese. Add even more flavor with your choice of our signature sauces. Don't wait, because this June only, the oven-roasted chicken with spinach joins our many $5 footlongs. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Oh, that Subway sub looks good. Can I have some?
Ooh, it's got avocado. I want some.
Maybe you guys should rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay, cool.
All right.
One, two, three, shoot.
Oh.
I won.
Well, congratulations.
Oh.
You ate it all?
Sorry, you guys were taking too long.
Get your own Subway turkey and bacon avocado. Yes, avocado. The rich, smooth superfood. Or add it to your favorite sub today. It's avocado season. Only at Subway.
Limited time only. Participation may vary.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 75 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-90s and increasing chances of rain for the duration of the week. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Talk show host Neil Bortz has held down the 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. spot here on WTAW for several years and has been nationally syndicated for roughly two decades. Now, Bortz is retiring, announcing his decision Monday on the air. Bortz says it isn't about health, it's about pursuing his other passion of traveling with his wife, Donna.
In talk radio, you can't take time off. You can't travel. So that is why I am pulling the plug. It's so that Donna, I can participate and share with Donna the common passion that we have for travel.
Bortz got his start in radio here at WTAW in 1967 and often referenced his time here. He also maintained a fondness for Texas A&M, even though he didn't graduate. Bortz's last day on the air is Inauguration Day 2013. Longtime fill-in host and former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over full-time after Bortz's last day.
almost 6 years after his arrest, where he's accused of going online to arrange sex with who he thought was an underage girl but actually turned out to be a Bryan police officer, a Houston man goes to trial. 34-year-old Gruesome Rath was one of the first people arrested by Bryan PD's Cyber Crimes Unit in September 2006. Opening arguments are scheduled for today at the Brazos County Courthouse. Door-to-door salespeople are required to have a city permit. And Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says apartment complexes have had some trouble with solicitors recently.
If they do not have a permit, do not talk to them because they haven't gone through the proper channels, and there's no way that we've had a chance or the city's had a chance to confirm that they're actually a legitimate business. If you feel uncomfortable with that person, call the police department. Let us come out and check. It's not going to hurt. You may have, stopped something that's possibly in progress.
Seaton says a salesman was telling apartment residents they were required to buy a $20 newspaper subscription. What started a fire that led to a Saturday power outage affecting Bryan and College Station remains under investigation. BTU reported 3,400 customers lost electricity, and Timothy Crabb with College Station Utility says they had 3,000 customers out, all from the shared Greens Prairie substation.
Because of the fire in the substation, we were unable to switch the transformers back on, so we had to do switching in the field.
Some had power restored by repair crews in the field, and others after BTU employees put out the fire at the substation.
The system did work properly. It protected the equipment from being damaged. It's just in that protection scheme, the customers lost power for a period of time.
Soon, thousands of sealed documents from the Watergate scandal will be in the hands of Texas A&M professor Luke Richter. It's the 40th anniversary of the Watergate break-in, which ignited a two-year drama in American government. Even though 40 years have passed, Richter says there are key questions that deserve answers.
They overlooked some key questions that we still do not have answers to today. And these questions are, who ordered the break-in? Why did the break-in happen when it did? What were the burglars doing there? They seem like such basic questions to us 40 years later, but they've simply been overlooked this entire time, and we still don't have answers.
Richter says he doesn't believe there'll be a repeat of Watergate because, for one reason, presidents don't keep recordings of what's said in the Oval Office. Texas Senator John Cornyn and other Republicans are pushing the latest program to grant legal residency to immigrants. This one would benefit foreign students who get graduate degrees at U.S. colleges.
It's called the STAR Act, and it's supported by tech companies that say they can't find enough engineering graduates. But Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies says it sounds to him like an invitation for scams.
Writing a check, giving some term paper that you wrote, you get a master's degree and a green card with it. It's a terrible idea.
And supporters of the DREAM Act, which would grant citizenship to the children of illegals, wonder why we would help foreign students and not students who grew up here. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And Texas lawmakers want to know how they can improve the way the state taxes businesses. The House Ways and Means Committee meets today to hear testimony on the margins tax. The complicated law is unpopular and doesn't generate the incomes lawmakers expected. Of course, the state constitution bans a state-based income tax. The Texas margins tax, also known as the franchise tax, levies a tax based on the size of the company after some exclusions. That means that companies that lose money can be required to pay taxes anyway. Democrat lawmakers complain that because the business tax consistently underperforms, the state is short $4 billion every year. Republicans have promised to improve the system. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
Now we're so much more.
Not only will you find the largest selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate flooring, we have a lighting center complete with accessories and a great selection of ceiling fans.
And now you can coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place. We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, but there's one thing that's not new. At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center,
we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection, including tennis bracelets, diamond engagement rings, and so much more. Plus our gorgeous diamond studs marked at 50% off. Do you love sterling silver? We do. In fact, we have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley. Come in and see our extensive collection, perfect for gift giving or a treat for yourself. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We're located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. Call us at 846-2400. We keep hearing we are the friendliest jewelry store in the Brazos Valley. Please come by and see for yourself.
Start the music. We want you. Without you, the world is not the same. Yes, we are talking to you. You who is not afraid to get your hands dirty. You who makes the world run better. You pipe fitters, plumbers, mechanics, and drivers. We are AggielandHelpWanted.com. And we need you! It's a little loud. Skilled laborers of all kinds, we love you. Fireworks! AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Partial sun develops across the region today. There is the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm later on. High temperatures about 90 to 95. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, 75 for the low. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Storms end tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy, 75. Some sun on Thursday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Only sports still going on over Texas A&M is track and field, as they'll go for a four-peat in the Nationals, both the men and the women, and that starts tomorrow at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We'll talk some Aggie baseball still, as a couple of Aggies were taken in the first round of the Major League Draft last night. Got that and more coming up in sports.
There you go.
There you go.
So, message from David Dewhurst to Ted Cruz, be vamos a debate.
We are going to debate?
Yep.
Ah.
In Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
He has, David Dewhurst has challenged Ted Cruz to a Spanish language debate.
You, sir, have sullied my honor.
According to Univision.
Oh, so.
Now, the Cruz folks are saying this is a gimmick. This is a gimmick.
You think?
Let's see, politics and gimmicks.
That never happens. Never. I'm shocked and appalled.
The deal is that Cruz is a second-generation Cuban-American, but he's not fluent in Spanish.
Is he a white Hispanic?
I guess. Is that how we would call him? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's what they called Zimmerman. So.
Oh, that's right. Anyway.
Well, he's going to have to bone up a little.
Well,
you know?
I mean, well, or not. Well, I'm not sure.
Take
now,
a little Spanish one. Hola, Paco, ¿qué tal?
Como se llama?
In lo biblioteca.
That's right.
Bienvenidos.
Yeah.
Right. Anyhow.
Pass the mantequilla, please.
Yeah, them too. Yeah. So we'll see how all that kind of works out. Now, and so, I mean...
We
just need Ted to come on in here and spend a little time with us.
That's right. We'll have him ready.
Donde está el baño?
Yeah.
That just sounded like George Bush.
Yeah, where's that potty? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yo quiero cerveza fría.
Margarita. Anyhow, so we'll see how that works out. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And
El Debato.
Yeah.
El Stardo El Debato. Yeah, see how that works out for him. So anyhow, now, I always thought that a recall election was, we don't want you here anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But apparently in Wisconsin, it's not only
we don't want you
anymore, but if we don't want you, this is who we do want.
We want the other guy.
Which is interesting. I mean, I guess it probably saves them some money, right?
Well, now, I forgot. In California, were it two separate things?
Yes.
That's remember what I thought.
That's when they had like 20 cents, like Gary Coleman ran for
mayor. Oh,
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Remember?
Because Grayboy was booted out
separately.
Yeah,
Gray Davis was, and there have only been two recalls. One was Gray Davis, and one was a guy in North Carolina a long, 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 long time ago. But anyway, So, but apparently that's the way they do it in Wisconsin, is not only do we not want you, we want this person. And the other thing that's kind of interesting in Wisconsin is the lieutenant governor is being recalled, and four state senators are up for recall. Excuse me, the lieutenant governor is not being recalled. There's a question on the ballot about recalling. Now, the governor and lieutenant governor are of the same party, but it's two separate deals. It's not a ticket type thing. So, in fact, one could be replaced and the other not. Which, if it was the governor replaced, and, you know, the lieutenant governor could kind of say, well, okay, I'm the governor now because there's no governor, you know. They have like 18 days.
A little hostility.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun. Yeah. They have about 18 days to, if for some reason, this guy, whoever he is.
Scott Walker.
Yeah, Scott Walker. Yeah. If Scott Walker loses, then they've got 18 days to replace him, and that would be Tom Barrett, who's the mayor of Milwaukee, and they ran against each other for governor before. So
yeah,
we'll see. Of course, everybody's saying this is all about the Obama administration. This is a referendum on the Obama administration and union influence and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's
all because Scott Walker had the audacity to say, you know, it looks like we don't have the money. I'm not sure we're going to be able to keep paying like we have been in the past.
Right. Yep. That's how, as you say, audacity to do that. Which brings up another vote that's coming up tonight that will be interesting. Not getting a lot of play, but in two cities in California, one would be San Jose and the other would be San Diego. They are discussing changing the pension plan for employees.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, I mean, San Jose is the poster child for livable wage, okay? In November, they're going to decide whether the minimum wage in San Jose is $10 an hour. All small businessmen are now clutching their throats as they drive to work. $10 an hour would be the minimum wage in San Jose.
Oh, gosh, I don't see anything wrong with that, Scott.
Yeah, of course not. There you go. But in this same place, I mean, they are looking at the idea of now kind of pulling back a little bit. It's called Measure B, and it would limit the retirement benefits for future hires and require them to pay half the cost of a pension. Imagine that. Now, current employees would get to keep the pensions already earned, but they have to choose either a more modest and affordable plan for their remaining years on the job, or pay up to 16% more of their salary to continue with their existing benefit. In other words, they got to pay for their retirement. Huh. So, see how that works. This is kind of a template as to what the future holds, again, in San Diego and in San Jose. And, you know, when you consider that the governor out there, Moonbeam, has already proposed that they do pension reform statewide, how this turns out could be, in other words, California may be facing the reality of their free spending ways.
That's an Eagles song.
We'll have to bail them out because they're too big to fail.
Yeah, they are. They are too big to fail. The city's yearly pension has more than tripled in the last 10 years, gone from $73 million to $245 million. And again, that's just monopoly money, but consider something that cost you $73 10 years ago cost you $245 now. Yeah, that would get your attention. So we'll see how all that plays out. That's out in California, and we may know like this time tomorrow because they count votes pretty slowly there. And the other thing that they're looking at aside from that is the question as to whether or not school funding can be handled because the state's not doing their job. Huh. Have we heard that anyplace else? School funding because the state's not doing their job. Didn't you just have a story about the margins?
I believe so.
Oh, isn't that something? So in other words, they're going to try this again. They haven't got it right yet. So they're going to what? Take input from the general public? Right.
Well, what you need to do is just keep electing us and keep giving us the opportunity to go back and work on it.
To not get it done.
The work is not finished.
No, it's not. Matter of fact, it's not near finished. And Mitt Romney's, I find this interesting. We've got a presidential campaign election coming up, right? That's in November?
I think so.
I've heard a rumor.
Yeah. Sometime, like maybe, first Tuesday or something?
Yeah, something like that. So yesterday, Mitt Romney went ahead and named his campaign's transition team head.
I saw that. I thought, wow.
Little cart and horse.
Well, a little presumptuous there.
Yeah. Well, I guess he needs to have him in place. Need to have him in place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Mike Leavitt, who was the governor of Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. It's Mike Leavitt, the governor of Utah, who chose the person to turn the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City around. Remember who Governor Leavitt named.
It was a guy named Rick Romney, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was some guy who, you know, was in politics and had been governor of Massachusetts and all
little
that
favor
stuff.
Returning.
Is that it? Is it a little payback?
Sure. Back-scratching politics.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Anyway, he said that naming him at this time was really not unusual. Candidates of both parties have to prepare well in advance. Well in advance because of the short time between Election Day and Neil Bortz's last day on the year, and Inauguration Day. My goodness. Well, anyway, so glad to know that Mr. Romney has already got that in the crosshairs and we're ready.
You think Obama's also already sharing top secret files with the
I don't think
Romney.
There's any doubt. I think they've already got the red phone connection set up.
Launch codes.
Yeah, they've all got they've got each other's cell phones and each hash mark that they need to be in touch with each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. You almost got it right.
I almost got it right. You went it right.
Yeah, and Romney's in measuring for curtains.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, seeing if they can pull the carpets up and where they go. Yeah, yeah, I think. Yeah. Glad they, and you know, maybe they'll let us go ahead and have some say-so on it too, just for fun.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, we need your vote again. Cast your votes online now at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see our Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with a rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Cool, moist weather of the springtime leads to many types of leaf spots and mildews. Then, as summer pushes its way into Texas, our plants begin to feel stresses and the insects come to the front. I have some guidelines to keeping those pest problems in check. Follow our common sense suggestions. You'll be much more successful in your gardening endeavors. I'll be back with details, responsible pest control, right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited-time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up, 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If we're going to be responsible in controlling pests on our plants, we need to begin with good plants. They should be species and varieties that are known to be resistant, if not immune, to serious insect and disease afflictions. You must also buy healthy, vigorous plants. Don't start with plants that already have issues. Plant at the proper season. There's no point in putting plants under undue stress by planting too early or too late. Know the prime time for each plant that you're growing and then stick carefully to it. Water your new plants regularly. Trees and shrubs, for example, have been grown in lightweight potting soils to lessen freight costs. Those mixes dry out much more quickly than our native clay soils, so you'll need to hand water them between lawn irrigations. Plants that suffer moisture stress are much more likely to have pests. Keep your plants vigorous by applying good plant foods in anticipation of new growth that they'll be producing. Again, healthy plants are far less likely to have problems. Know what insects and diseases may show up and then watch for them. Take a quick look each time that you mow or move a water hose. Early diagnosis, as with human maladies, means better odds of control. When you do spot a problem, address it immediately. Use mechanical means whenever possible. You can hand-pluck tomato hornworms as one example, and you can prune webworms out of your pecans as another. Use biological means if you can. There may be beneficial insects that can come to your rescue, or you may want to use Bacillus thuringiensis biological worm spray for caterpillars. You have many options available. If organic controls work, you need to use them. Sulfur, for example, is a good fungicide. It can burn foliage, but it's irritating to the eyes, but it does stop the spread of many leaf spots and other fungal diseases. And finally, if you've tried all other means and nothing has completely solved the problem for you, you can use an appropriate inorganic insecticide. Manufacturers put them through incredible amounts of testing and retesting so you can depend on them to be effective and not hazardous when used according to label directions. Use a pump sprayer for the most precise application. Hose-end sprayers use far too much of the active ingredient. Along a similar line, avoid fertilizers that have pesticides mixed with them. Apply them separately as needed. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping to beat the heat in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At Sevcheck Service Center, you can still do that. Sevcheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
It's time for sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It's 6:54. Well, just over 24 hours after being eliminated from the NCAA tournament, things got a little bit better for a couple of Aggie baseball players, junior outfielder Tyler Naquin and junior pitcher Michael Wacha. Both selected in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft last night. Naquin was the 15th overall pick by the Cleveland Indians, and Wacha was chosen four picks later, 19th overall by the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. Wacha is the second Aggie pitcher in the last three drafts to be selected in the first round. Barrick Laux was taken sixth overall by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2010. The only other Aggie teammates to go in the first round during the same year were Jeff Granger and Kelly Winch back in 1993. Now, A&M pitcher Ross Stripling will likely hear his name called today when they have rounds 2 through 10. Also, Aggie seniors Jacob House and Scott Arthur could get a call, as well as underclassmen Mikey Reynolds, Matt Yingle, and Craig Bratton. A&M anticipates that their top signee, Nick Williams, out of Galveston Ball, will be selected. Williams is a slugger and outfielder who's been ranked as high as 41st in the nation as a draft prospect. Some analysts thought that Williams might be picked up by the Rangers in the first round, but they went with Florida high school outfielder Lewis Brinson. The Houston Astros used the first overall pick in the draft to choose 17-year-old shortstop from Puerto Rico, Carlos Correa. Well, the TCU Horned Frogs did it the hard way, but the most impressive way is they won four in a row and won the College Station Regional with a 7-4 win over Ole Miss last night in the championship game at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. After losing to the Rebels in their tournament opener on Friday, TCU strung together wins over Dayton, Texas A&M, and then beat Ole Miss twice, and they'll head to Los Angeles to meet UCLA in a best-of-three Super Regional for a spot in the College World Series. If TCU wins, it'll be their second Omaha trip in the last 3 years. The Baylor Bears did the same thing, won four in a row to win their regional with an 8-2 win over Dallas Baptist. Baylor will host Arkansas in the Super Regional this weekend. Also last night, Oklahoma got its second win of the day over Appalachian State to win the Charlottesville Regional. OU will travel to Columbia to take on two-time College World Series champion South Carolina in the Supers. In Raleigh, North Carolina State beat Vanderbilt 9-7, and they'll play at Florida in Gainesville in the Super Regional. And finally, the Stony Brook Seawolves of the America East Conference beat Central Florida 10-6, and they'll go play LSU at Baton Rouge in the Super Regional. The other Super Regional matchups will have Kent State at Oregon, Stanford at Florida State, and St. John's at Arizona. Just one more sport still added at Texas A&M, and that's the Aggie track and field teams, both going for a four-peat at the Nationals in Des Moines starting tomorrow at Drake Stadium. For coach Pat Henry. He'll be looking to add to his 33 NCAA team titles. Henry won dual national titles the last 3 years in outdoors at A&M and twice at LSU in 1989 and 1990. The Aggie men are ranked number one. The A&M women are ranked number four going into the national championships. 14 men will compete in 9 events, and 10 Aggie women will compete in 9 events. Thursday and Friday action can be viewed online on ESPN3, and the Saturday's final day will be on ESPNU. A Big 12 team is one win away from the Women's College World Series title. Oklahoma beat Alabama 4-1 last night to win the first of a best-of-3 championship series in Oklahoma City. Game 2 is tonight. And the Brazos Valley Bombers have started their season at 2-1 after beating Victoria 6-4 last night. They'll finish their season opening road trip tonight in Victoria before hosting the Acadiana Cane Cutters tomorrow night in their home opener at American Momentum Bank Ballpark. And Oklahoma City Thunder upset the Spurs last night 108-103 in San Antonio to take a 3-2 lead. They could wrap it up tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding fix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics. 774-3232.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy. Happy with all the things they had done. And after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant. And the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got a shot at some showers. That's kind of nice. Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2way. It's 20% today, 30% tonight, then 50% on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The polls are opening now in Wisconsin, this time to ask voters if they want to keep Republican Scott Walker as their governor. Live in Milwaukee, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the recall
is like a heavyweight fight
sparked by Governor Scott Walker's curbing of collective bargaining for most public workers. The two have been duking it out across the state. Walker saying,
I'm not conceding any vote in any part of the state.
Sue Edmund, head of the Election Commission here in Milwaukee, says 14,000 absentee ballots were requested when the two faced off in the 2010 governor's race. This time, it's over 18,000.
And if you consider the fact that we only had a 2-week period this time, and the last time it was over 3 weeks, the interest is there.
Turnout is high. 65% is predicted. Ron?
Jennifer, Syria is ordering Western diplomats to leave the country nearly 1 week after its diplomats were ordered out of the U.S. and other nations. The U.N. now is saying the Syrian government has okayed the entry of aid workers into 4 provinces hit hardest by violence. We still don't know if he was killed, but the number 2 man in Al-Qaeda was the target of a CIA hit in Pakistan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
Where a U.S. counterterrorism official confirms to Fox News they were indeed going after high-ranking Al-Qaeda commander Abuya Yahya Alibi. They're still trying to determine if he was killed, but those officials say forensic and other evidence at the scene suggests the answer is yes. Alibi was in his late 30s. He had appeared in more than a dozen videos, but his big claim to fame, Ron, was escaping from the U.S. prison at Bagram in Afghanistan in 2005.
Rich, a bill that would penalize employers for gender discrimination in salaries gets a test vote in the Senate. The president and Democrats want it. Republicans say it would create too much red tape for business. In London, Queen Elizabeth without her husband for the end of her Diamond Jubilee. Prince Philip was hospitalized with a bladder infection. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Come on, Grandpa. I'm gonna school you.
I'd hate to miss a moment of playing hoops with my grandson.
I'm on fire.
So I'm using my Medicare preventive benefits from the health care law.
Nothing but net.
There are no co-pays or deductibles for annual wellness visits and some cancer screenings.
2 out of 3, Grandpa.
You are on.
Don't miss a moment. Use your preventive benefits. Learn more at healthcare.gov.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prostorix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prostorix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prostorix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit PTX1.com, PTX1.com.
Whether you want to live in town or live in the country, or whether you just want to have a piece of land to call your own, Brenham National Bank has been working with our friends and neighbors to make their dreams come true. Right from the time you discover that special place till you move into the home you dreamed about, Brenham National Bank can help you make those dreams come true. Give us a call and ask for Susie. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. We make banking fun.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrasses.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 75 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. If you were listening to WTAW Monday morning shortly after 9, you heard the announcement that Neil Bortz is retiring from his talk show. Bortz announced his departure in his typical style. I promise he did.
My last day on the air is January the 21st of next year, which is the day we inaugurate a new president. If it's Barack Obama, then I'm going to disappear into the mountains somewhere and come out after he has completely destroyed this country.
In Bortz's place, former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over. Cain is a longtime substitute host for Bortz, who says he's retiring now to travel with his wife, Donna. Bortz has had his current talk show for more than 20 years, but began in radio here at WTAW in 1967 while attending Texas A&M. He's maintained a long positive relationship with the station, hosting numerous events to interact with local listeners, including a book signing and live broadcasts of his show. A long weekend has passed for the local electric companies and thousands of customers who were unexpectedly in the heat. Timothy Crabb at College Station Utilities says at the Greens Prairie substation, which is shared by both cities, a fire damaged BTU equipment and resulted in a Saturday night power outage.
A wire had come loose or burnt loose. We're still determining what caused that to happen.
Crabb says the length of the outage was extended because transformers at the substation could not be switched until the fire was out.
So we had to do switching in the field, and within probably an hour and a half, we had half the customers back on.
After power was restored to everyone, it took another 5 hours at the substation to complete repairs. BTU reported 3,400 customers lost power. Another 3,000 College Station Utilities customers were in the dark. One of the first arrests made by undercover Bryan police officers looking for online sex offenders goes to trial today. Opening arguments are scheduled for Gruesome Wrath of Houston, who was picked up in September 2006. Wrath is accused of online solicitation of a child under the age of 14. That child turned out to actually be a police officer. The 34-year-old Wrath had trial dates set twice last year, according to court documents. College Station police are monitoring reports from apartment complexes about door-to-door solicitation.
He was telling residents that the complex required them to pay $20 for a Houston Chronicle subscription, and that is just not true. No apartment complex is going to require you to take a newspaper subscription. What I suggest is that if you decide to open the door to somebody that you don't know who happens to be selling something, before you buy anything, before you engage them in a conversation at all, ask to see their city permit.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says if you feel uncomfortable, just call police. A Texas A&M history professor has won the right to review thousands of documents relating to the 1972 Watergate burglary and cover-up. Professor Luke Richter's goal was to learn the testimony of one player in the Watergate drama.
Centerpiece of that petition is the testimony of the government's star witness, Alfred Baldwin. And this star witness was the person who actually overheard the wiretap.
The burglary of the political headquarters in Washington 40 years ago this month eventually led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Richter's documents will be added to his website, nixontapes.org. The prices are more tolerable at the gas pump, falling into the $3.30 to $3.40 ranges at many pumps. And even with the lower prices, drilling continues.
Despite crude oil dropping to $82 a barrel, Justin Furness with the Texas Independent Producers Association says it's still a good time to be in the industry.
With the new fields that are being discovered daily, combined with the wealth of knowledge that we have in Texas, it comes together to make it a great time to be in the business.
He says the crude prices have not yet hit that level where it does not make economic sense to drill for new oil. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And more than 1.5 million Texans could be removed from the state's list of registered voters if they fail to vote or update their records in consecutive federal elections. It's part of an aggressive policy to keep files current. Already 1 in 10 voters in Texas had their registration suspended, and for people under 30, the number doubles to 1 in 5. Federal law requires states to keep up-to-date voter records, but the Houston Chronicle reports Texas relies on outdated computer programs and faulty methods to do this, which has resulted in errors. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 75 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The number one thing in the philosophy, we want the customer to come back.
And so that's built in, that's factored into price, it's factored into the service, it's factored into everything about these dealerships. Is at the very top of the philosophy, we want you to come back. When you buy something here, we've built into our whole package that we want you as a repeat customer. So that determines how everything's done. It.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got it for you. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Partial sun develops across the region today. There is the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm later on. High temperatures about 90 to 95. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, 75 for the low. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Storms end tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy, 75. Some sun on Thursday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from going to the NBA championship after they upset the Spurs in San Antonio 108 to 103 last night. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some college baseball. The draft was mighty kind to a couple of Aggies last night. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So. Okay, Chase. Mm-hmm. Now we will be able to talk if you buy an iPad.
Did you know that? No.
Yeah.
That's the word.
How about that?
If you buy an iPad soon,
yeah,
you'll be able to talk to Siri. Is that her name? Siri?
Oh, yes, Siri.
Because yeah. all those iPadsters are jealous because of the iPhoners who, mm-hmm. you know, Chase gets a chance to talk to Siri all the time.
Yeah. Good morning, Siri.
Oh, she's not up yet.
Apparently not.
She's not. She's still putting on her makeup. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having network issues.
You want to try again?
Yeah, get out of the bathroom.
Want to try again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just having network issues. I don't know what the problem is.
Yes, well. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear, you know. Because, you know, Chase said, you can call me First Down Boy.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, a new report claims that Apple's Siri voice assistant is headed to the iPad users when the company upgrades their operating system. Source says that the voice assistant will land on the iPad this fall with nearly all the features currently found on your iPhone 4S, short of making phone calls. And again, if that happens, and I mean, are we going to get to the point, and not here, because we don't have the population density, but, you know, are you going to be standing someplace in some big city and people are going to be standing around talking to things in their hands that are going to be talking back to them then?
Probably so.
I mean,
you act surprised because right now they're talking to things on their ears.
Well, or, I know. Or texting, I know. You know. Yeah. But I mean, these things will be talking back, so that will increase the chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just be walking down the sidewalk and just having a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're arguing with your wireless device.
That's
perfect.
Right.
That's just what we need. That'll be
everybody's
fun.
Best friend will be Siri.
Yeah,
you
know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never have to be a loner again
never.
Because Siri's here.
Yes.
For only $89
yes.
a month, you can have
That's
a friend.
Right.
Yes.
It's
Neighbors.
Cheaper than a fraternity.
Neighbors said that except for Siri, he was a loner. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a troubled loner.
He was a troubled loner yeah. other than Siri.
How long until Siri gets asked what kind of person you know, he was?
Ooh, very interesting. Right. That'd be good.
When do we see a loner.
When do we see Siri's and curlers and a moo-moo talking about what the tornado sounded like?
Yeah, all right.
Yes, wait a minute.
Freight train.
Is she not talking? Is she not talking?
I'm still having
all
I
right.
don't know.
I just wanted to ask her, what does a tornado sound like?
Well, let me hang on. I think I was going to connect here.
Yeah. Well, if it does, we'll do it on another day.
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it on another day. It's not a big deal. All right. So anyhow, bride Selena Harris said she and her bridesmaids were getting ready in a room at the Westin Hotel in College Park, Georgia. Didn't know there was one of those.
And yet it has a Westin.
Yeah, really. When a sprinkler system was triggered, causing five members of her bridal party to be hospitalized, really, due to breathing problems. Before we got ready to leave the room, we heard a big boom. I felt like my life was going to end right then and there.
Did they implode a hotel right next door?
Yeah, she said her ceremony continued with only two of the expected eight bridesmaids in attendance.
Eight. I wonder. I wonder if somebody who's going to refund the money for them girls. And that,
that's right. They got that dress.
They've already bought the dress. Now they can't be in the wedding. I mean, you know, might be a catfight brewing somewhere.
Just saying, could be. So we have a list of words that most people have trouble spelling.
By the way, College Park, Georgia.
Yeah,
it's the home of Cox College.
Is it now?
19.
Yeah. Yeah, and Georgia Military Academy.
Oh, well, that's the reason then. But where is it?
The other GMA.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
You know, you can pull back on Google's map. Google Maps and find it. It can be done. But anyway.
All the way out to the entire southeastern region.
All right, so now after we've had this 14-year-old genius who spelled...
onomatopoeia.
No, it was Getchapaw, remember?
Yeah, Getchapaw.
Getchapaw?
No, Getapaw. It was Getapaw. Because the question was, what do you
ask? Getchapaw is what they say on the Rifleman.
That's right. Getapaw was what you said to somebody who only had a mom. You Getapaw.
Yeah, Getapaw.
All right. So anyhow, listen to you do that French. So anyway, so after the 14-year-old spelled that, we all start thinking about how really stupid we are when it comes to spelling.
Well,
so
I have
Okay, I have a list of words here, the words that most people have trouble spelling. Most people have trouble spelling. And I find, I find one on here that I have a problem with. A lot. A lot is two words. Did you know that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know, but there are people who don't do that.
Unless you're talking about, you know, an allotment.
Yeah.
Same was allotted.
Then, yep, then a while.
A while is separate.
Same deal. Yeah, it's two words. Believe.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You know, people put a D in there.
Yeah. Congrats.
So you just do, so just do congrats. You get out easily that. Embarrass. The word is long enough to have two sets of double letters, R's and S's.
That's right. Yeah. Ends in
Fiery.
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 F-I-E.
Yeah, it's got that E in there. And grateful. It's R-A-T-E, not R-E-A-T.
Then it's the opposite of being humble. I'm grateful.
That's right. I got greater.
I'm full of greatness.
That's right. I got a grater with me, and I can grate anytime I want to. It's like his and hers and ours. The possessive doesn't have an apostrophe.
Well, that's more of a mechanical thing than it is.
And then the same thing, what if you do it the other way, too?
Well, if the sentence would be "it is," then it has an apostrophe. If it wouldn't, it wouldn't. Yeah. It doesn't.
Listen to you. Listen to you. Now we're doing composition on the radio.
There you go.
Tell you what. Misspell is often misspelled because they leave out one of the S's. Mm-hmm. Lose and loose, that's a problem. Principal and principal. Remember, the head of the school is your pal.
Right.
Okay. Pal. So they say, I don't hate.
Plea.
Yeah, that's right. I don't hate school. It's the principal of the thing. Right.
By the way, Siri's up and running if you want to ask her.
Oh, yeah. Well, ask her what a tornado sounds like.
Siri, what does the tornado sound like?
Okay, here you go.
Here you go?
Never mind.
All right.
Thanks, Siri.
It works so much better on the TV commercial.
Siri failed.
It works so much better on the TV commercial. Talks to you. It answers your questions.
Right.
I mean, it gets you where you need to go. Find songs for you.
Keeps you company.
Yeah, I mean, golly. Man, that's right. Okay, so, we didn't do Jethro trivia yesterday.
I know.
So we actually have...
I couldn't sleep last night.
Well, we actually have two Jethro trivias today.
A double dose.
Yeah. So
and it's Tuesday. I just remembered.
Oh!
Suddenly this show just got busy.
I suddenly feel tired. You know what? There's a guy sitting in his truck waiting for his last few minutes of air conditioning. Listen to that going, yeah, I'll give you tired. I got a bunch of tired for you boys one day.
Yeah.
Show you that. Oh, hey, this has got to make you feel good, parents. Kids under the age of 13, no longer content playing video games and chatting on AOL, may soon be able to network on Facebook.
Wait, under the age of 13?
Yeah.
You know what? No one under the age of 13 has ever chatted on AOL.
Right.
Sorry to break it to you there, tech boy.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
The social networking company reportedly testing technology that would allow young kids to access the site under parental supervision. Okay, first problem is you have to have a parent who cares enough to supervise. Oh, that was insensitive, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Either by connecting the children's accounts to their parents or by giving parents controls that would monitor their children's friends and what applications they could use. Again.
Let me go back. Was it yesterday we had the discussion about mom writing on your Facebook wall?
Yes, yes,
I mean,
exactly.
That's next level stuff from mom.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. You don't want to be that kid whose mom interrupts the Facebook chat.
Yep. Now, again, we're talking kids under the age of 13.
Yeah, because you have to be 13 to set up a Facebook. Right. I mean, I know no one under the age of 13 has a Facebook
account. No. See, that's the whole deal. While Facebook bans kids under 13 from the site, a recent study found about 7.5 million profiles on Facebook belong to users who are underage. Just 7.5 million. I know, you are shocked over that, aren't you? Very often the kids are on their own with their parents' support. Yeah. All it requires right now is to lie about your age.
Ah, well.
Which is not what you would call necessarily a hurdle that's too high to climb over, but nonetheless. All right, here we go. Talk about getting off my lawn. A Georgia G.I. Jane's professed love for, quote, blowing stuff up, unquote, has her facing felony charges after federal agents discovered an arsenal of weapons, homemade bombs, and drugs at her home. She's 23-year-old Celia Savage. That's a great name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Busted after agents found...
Please tell me she's a sergeant. Then she'd be Sergeant Savage.
Ooh, that would be good, wouldn't it? They found pipe bombs, guns, pot, meth, pills.
Oh,
not
other
funny anymore.
Drug paraphernalia.
Nah, man.
She told the ATF and agents that she built bombs for fun. And even though she knew it was against the law, she liked to, quote, blow up toilets in the woods in her spare time. Social media sources are now under wraps. A video of the commando wannabe blowing up a toilet in the woods available on YouTube until last Friday when that was removed. Here's Daddy's quote, okay? Daddy's quote of 23-year-old Celia Savage. Daddy called her a church-going daddy's girl who has a few too many hobbies.
Yeah. A few too many hobbies.
Talk about giving her a break. Yeah. She's a church-going daddy's girl. She just got a few too many hobbies. She's facing weapons, explosive, and drug charges, along with being held without bond in the county jail. So there you go. That's Celia. That's a good little 23-year-old girl right there.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Isn't it nice to have your own personal serving of Bluebell ice cream? A single 3-ounce cup all to yourself. Choose from 4 flavors. Homemade vanilla, Dutch chocolate and homemade vanilla, birthday cake and sundae cups. Feel free to share. They come in packs of 12.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Walmart Supercenters.
Well, we know summer's not going to wait on you. Summer's going to be here. Summer's already kind of, we've gotten that first feel of it. And now the long trudge is going on. And part of that trudge includes utility bills that you're not going to be very happy with because the number's on there. Well, Intercon can help you with part of that. There are a lot of pieces in the equation to make your home energy efficient, but windows is a big part of that. If you think about how many windows you have in your home, and it doesn't take many of them not doing their job for you to have to pay more than you should, more than you want to, certainly, for utility bills. But here's Intercon, homegrown company. These are local people who do the work, who own the company, who are right here with hundreds of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley, and they can show you ways to make your home more energy efficient. Remember, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy-efficient windows out there, and you want to be able to keep those dollars in your pocket. So call Intercon, 823-3639. They'll come out, have a look at that situation, assess what it's going to take to either repair the existing windows or replace windows, and then they'll leave you the number and leave you alone because they know it's a good product at a fair price. So want to do something. And the other thing is because it's a local company, you can do it in stages. So if you want to do something about your energy bill this year, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 95 for a high temperature today. Think that'll probably be the highest temperature of the week. We'll start cooling down a little bit because our chances of showers go up. 20% today, 30% tonight, then 50% on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday, there's a 40% chance of rain, so lots of moisture working around. Right now, there are some storms up in the panhandle that hopefully are marching down in this direction. Humidity's 91%. The winds are calm. Got a few clouds out there, and it's 76.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember when liberals in every corner of the nation vented their outrage at the Bush administration for spying on domestic terrorists? I'm sure you do. The left wouldn't tolerate any monitoring of computers used by suspected terrorists at public libraries. The liberals even phone conversations of suspected terrorists had to be off limits. Well, now we learn that for the past 2 years, the Obama EPA has been sending up surveillance flights to monitor Nebraska and Iowa food producers and their livestock feeding methods. You heard me right. The EPA has been conducting aerial surveillance inspections. They have been spying on private businesses in order to, they say, enforce the Clean Water Act. Now, did the Obama regime obtain warrants to spy on these people? I don't know. What about business owners' rights to privacy? Was it violated? I don't know. The EPA isn't answering questions about their spy operations. The Nebraska congressional delegation sent EPA head honcho Lisa Jackson 25 questions about the Obama spy operation and the legality of spying on private citizens. My guess is they're going to be stonewalled. Now, this issue goes straight to the top. Obama ought to be forced to explain his regime's domestic spying operations on the people who feed this country. Why is he attacking the rights of those who are so vital to keeping our economy from falling off life support? Here's the real question. Do you finally understand who liberals believe the enemy is? Because it's you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 76 degrees right now at the studios. A slight chance of showers this afternoon, but increasing chances of rain and thunderstorms as the in the next couple of days, including a 50% chance for the rest of the week. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Talk show host Neil Bortz has held down the 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. spot on WTAW for several years and has been nationally syndicated for roughly two decades. Now Bortz is retiring, announcing his decision Monday on the air. Bortz says it isn't about health. It's about pursuing his other passion of traveling with his wife, Donna.
In talk radio, you can't take time off. You can't travel. So that is why I am pulling the plug. It's so that Donna, I can participate and share with Donna the common passion that we have for travel.
Bortz got his start in radio right here at WTAW in 1967 and often referenced his time here. He also maintained a fondness for Texas A&M even though he didn't graduate. Bortz's last day on the air is Inauguration Day 2013. Longtime fill-in host and former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over full-time after Bortz's last day. Almost 6 years after his arrest, where he's accused of going online to arrange sex with an underage girl that turned out to be a Bryan police officer, a Houston man is going to trial. 34-year-old Gruesome Rath was one of the first arrested by Bryan PD's Cyber Crimes Unit in September 2006. Opening arguments are scheduled for today at the Brazos County Courthouse. Door-to-door salespeople are required to have a city permit. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says apartment complexes have had some trouble recently with solicitors.
If they do not have a permit, do not talk to them because they haven't gone through the proper channels, and there's no way that we've had a chance or the city's had a chance to confirm that they're actually a legitimate business. If you feel uncomfortable with that person, call the police department. Let us come out and check. It's not going to hurt. You may have stopped something that's possibly in progress.
Seaton says a salesman was telling apartment residents they had to buy a $20 subscription. What started a fire that led to a Saturday power outage affecting Bryan and College Station remains under investigation. BTU reported 3,400 customers lost electricity, and Timothy Crabb with College Station Utilities says they had 3,000 customers out, all from the shared Greens Prairie substation.
Because of the fire in the substation, we were unable to switch the transformers back on, so we had to do switching in the field.
Crabb says some had power restored by repair crews in the field and others after BTU employees put out the fire at the substation.
The system did work properly. It protected the equipment from being damaged. It's just in that protection scheme, the customers lost power for a period of time.
Soon, thousands of sealed documents from the Watergate scandal will be in the hands of a Texas A&M professor. It's the 40th anniversary of the Watergate break-in, which ignited a two-year drama in American government. Even though 40 years have passed, Professor Luke Richter says there are key questions that deserve answers.
They overlooked some key questions that we still do not have answers to today. And these questions are, who ordered the break-in? Why did the break-in happen when it did? What were the burglars doing there? They seem like such basic questions to us 40 years later, but they've simply been overlooked this entire time, and we still don't have answers.
Richter says he doesn't believe there'll be a repeat of Watergate because presidents don't keep recordings of what's said in the Oval Office. Jury selection starts today in the trial of the former Penn State assistant football coach accused in a child sex abuse scandal.
The small county courthouse in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, sleepy town a few miles away from Penn State University, is now under the international spotlight as jury selection for Jerry Sandusky's trial begins. Yesterday, his defense team lost a last-ditch effort to delay the trial when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court struck down the motion. The defense said they needed more time to prepare. The judge in the case also ruling the alleged victims cannot avoid disclosure of their real names, as they requested. As for the hundreds of reporters scheduled to attend the trial, electronic communications, even tweets inside that courtroom, are banned. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
And black church leaders have asked U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to arrange a meeting where they can ask President Obama to reconsider his support of same-sex marriage. The Coalition of African American Pastors is a Texas-based group. They say the president has, quote, broken our hearts by using his power and position to endorse a civil right, something that is endorsed as a civil right, something that is simply wrong, end quote. The group's founder and president, the Reverend William Owens Sr., says he marched for civil rights, but not for same-sex marriage. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Hey, business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for you, just like for your home. They've got it for your business as well. Call Suddenlink Business today and ask about business phone. Unlimited starting as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, caller ID. There's three-way calling and more. And don't forget to ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet. You bundle those two, and there's savings to be had there. I've done that for about 5 years now. You know what your bottom line is going to be every month. You get the service that you want, the service that you would expect, and you're saving money. You'll save up to 30% versus the phone company. You also can get email delivery on your voicemail. Give them a call today, 595-2413, 595-2413, and find out about business options that you can get with Suddenlink for your phone and for high-speed internet and bundling and saving. Remember this, too. You get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and most importantly, you get to keep the same phone number. You just stop doing business with the phone company. You're doing business with Suddenlink. Give them a call at 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
Hey, good morning. It's 738. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure results in some pretty typical weather for early June across the region. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures will top out in the lower 90s. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, high in the lower 90s, partly cloudy in the mid-70s tomorrow night. Thursday, some sun, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, both TCU and Baylor did it the hard way. They came through the loser's bracket, won four in a row to win their regional and go on to the super regional. We'll talk about that. We'll wrap up the Aggie season one more time with a comment from Coach Rob Childers. And we'll talk a little Aggie track and field. That and more coming up in sports.
In Houston, a police officer saw a man crash his car into a freeway Sunday night and flee from the scene on foot.
He fled.
He did. Officer gave chase Murphy and saw the man.
Just gave chase.
Yes. And saw the man jump into an open manhole and refused to come out. They checked the police department, went over and had some firefighters check it to make sure there was no noxious gases in there. When there wasn't, they dove in to get him. Got him out. Why would you think that getting into a manhole cover is going to allow you to get away? I guess
maybe he thought he would escape through the elaborate sewer system.
Yes, right. The elaborate Houston sewer system.
That's right.
Of course, when you say it that way, it makes perfect.
It's like
perfect
a little maze down there.
Yeah, right. So it's Tuesday.
It is.
Tuesday.
It is. My toes are tapping.
You betcha. Let's go to the phones.
See if this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical,
like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Mm. And since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and
chasing
stuff, laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah. So funny.
I'm hoping to see that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, who decides it's not that pressing?
Yeah.
Is that our job or your job?
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
do.
That's right.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You turn heads when you walk through the door.
Yeah.
Don't need
the D-R.
D-R.
We're not even going yet. This is just warming up.
This will slim your buns right here.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, feel the burn.
Well, it's called What Makes You Beautiful. That's the
thing. There you go.
I mean, you'll be gorgeous after you do this.
Yeah. Listening to music on WTAW.
Yeah.
Makes you beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a catchy tune.
It is. That's a One Direction is a boy band there. Probably got socks older than all of them.
don't get him started on socks now. We've made that mistake a few times.
Don't do that. All right, so here we go. What?
I just want to make sure, you know, when the three of us go to that, you know, morning talk show retirement home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you leave that, you know, for the next people.
What does that mean?
The Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Tuesday
lady.
Call?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's important.
So we're all going to go together, huh?
I didn't know that. I'm shocked speechless, to be honest with
really?
You. I thought I was going to get to pick my own home.
Am I going way early or are you guys going way late?
Yeah. Well, you might join us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
They said, well, every other Wednesday, I got to go over there and see Scott and Shay. I
got to go walk with Tom for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Go talk to him. Tells me the same story every week.
Yeah. Right. And then what happened? Yeah, let me guess. Yeah, Linda Gray peed in your yard. Okay.
That's right. Shut up. Here's your Meals on Wheels.
That's right. Brent Tid sat with Ed Sullivan in the back seat of a car while your father drove.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah. There are people looking at the radio right now going, I have no idea what's going on.
A Texas woman who cracked open a ginormous egg laid by one of her hens said the yolk was on her. When she found out, thank you so much.
Yeah.
There was actually another complete egg inside it.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
Cookie Smith.
Yeah.
Cookie. I bet that's not her real name. Cookie Smith of Abilene said she was surprised when one of her three hens laid the egg, which she said was about 3 inches longer than your normal egg.
I bet she ain't from Abilene. I bet she's from Trent.
Yeah, could be. Three times as much as an egg usually would, so she brought it in the house. Further shocked when she cracked open the super egg and found another complete egg on the inside. And if her last name wasn't Smith, we'd try to find her. But finding Cookie Smith in Abilene probably would be pretty tough.
Did you mean?
Yeah, exactly. No, we didn't mean Cassandra Smith. We meant Cookie. Betting that's not her given name.
No, right? That's not her Christian name.
Yeah,
no.
So. Anyway.
No, she's given that in high school.
Yeah. For those of you.
Home egg.
Yeah, right.
For those of you, and I know there are many of you out there who have always been fascinated with smelling like a library, there's now paper passion.
Let's see. Wait. What odor will tomorrow hold? Because yesterday it was smelling like an old person.
Right.
Today it's smelling like a library.
Well, they're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Man. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh.
Anyway.
We've already had an angry husband.
I'm moving.
We're going to get a call.
Yeah, that's right.
Young librarians out there, my apologies.
Both of you.
Yeah, really.
Hey, I'm standing back. I get him in my room.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
We've had an employee from the library whose husband is a faithful listener.
Really?
Long and faithful listener.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean her.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's not.
Just everybody, just just chill.
Just back off.
Take the pencil.
Really,
back off.
Just calm down.
Just calm down. Yeah, take the pencil out of your hair and calm down.
That's right.
See, let's all remember Shirley Jones and the Music Man. All librarians,
Oh, that's right. So there. She was a looker.
Anyway, Paper Passion is a new fragrance that will make you smell like a freshly printed book. That's right. No more rubbing that new book all over your neck.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, Scott, that new book smell.
Scott, you have that new book smell about you.
That's right.
Is there a new John Grisham out? I had no idea.
Yes. Are you wearing John Grisham?
That's right. Yeah. I bought it at the airport. Yeah.
Kathy Reichs has a new book and you've got it all over your neck. That's wonderful.
Anyway, I almost said Michael Crichton has a new book, but
no,
wouldn't
that wouldn't
case.
Happen. That would be news, as a matter of fact. Anyway, now it comes in liquid form. The fragrance designed by Wallpaper Magazine, of course.
Did you
Wallpaper Magazine?
Did you renew?
Yeah. Could you Google that for me, please? I mean, I'm just fascinated by that.
Wallpaper.
Will sell for $115.
There it is. Right
yeah,
there.
Really?
Wallpaper.com.
Wow. You think the centerfold is something you can put on your wall?
Now, wallpaper.com is completely different in my mind than Wallpaper Magazine.
Well, but it's Wallpaper Magazine.
Hmm.
Okay. Do you go in there and you say, I just want to take a quarter page ad? I mean,
really.
Well, look, all the competitors are taking full page ads. And
I'm so afraid
to answer the phone.
I thought Wallpaper
ahead.
Was.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, what?
Hey, I love Wallpaper Magazine because at the end of each month, when you're done reading it, you can take each page out and glue it to the wall.
Perfect. Yeah,
there you go.
Yes.
Is there also a new fragrance that makes smell like a Ditto machine?
Now listen, you got something.
A mimeograph?
We all did that. Yeah, hello.
This segment was almost as good as our slugs home of snails.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com, member FDIC.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful full appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When there's conflict in your marriage, how do you resolve it? Flowers? Chocolate? What about dynamite? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Fitchburg, Massachusetts is home to a 110-ton boulder called the Rollstone Boulder. It was a prominent landmark for centuries. So when quarrying threatened to topple the 10-foot-tall rock from its summit, townspeople were determined to save it. Yes, with dynamite. In 1929, they blew it up and moved all 110 tons of granite to the town common and pieced it back together. Folks couldn't imagine this landmark not being a part of their community, so they went to great lengths to preserve it. Some marital problems can be resolved with nothing more than an apology. But for many marriages, conflict can be severe and the wound so deep it feels like dynamite has blown it to pieces. Unfortunately, couples in that situation often believe there's no hope to repair the damage. But quite often, these relationships can be healed. It'll take the expertise of a professional counselor. And yes, it'll require a lot of hard work. But the important things in life usually do. If your marriage seems shattered beyond repair, don't give up hope too quickly. There may still be a chance for you and your spouse to find healing and restoration. To speak to one of our counselors or to find one in your area, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Don't do drugs, you'll end up like a thug, and you'll make your mother sad, and you'll make your father mad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't toe that line, you'll think it's just one time you start doing crack, and you'll have a heart attack. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And you'll make your mother sad.
You know, there's a better way to talk to your kids about drugs. Learn how at timetotalk.org. Brought to you by the partnership at drugfree.org.
One more time. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports. It's brought to you by Tom Patterson and United Country Real Estate. Find your freedom with United Country Real Estate. Well, two Big 12 schools and one future Big 12 school won regional baseball titles last night. The TCU Horned Frogs got the attention of their new conference, and they did it the hard way, but an impressive way, as they won four in a row and won the College Station Regional with a 7-4 win over Ole Miss last night in the championship game at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. After losing to the Rebels in their tournament opener on Friday, the Horned Frogs strung together wins over Dayton, then Texas A&M, and then they beat Ole Miss twice. And they'll head to Los Angeles to meet UCLA in a best-of-three Super Regional for a spot in the College World Series. If TCU does win that, it will be their second trip to Omaha in the last 3 years. And the Baylor Bears did it the same way, won four in a row to win their regional in Waco with an 8-2 win over Dallas Baptist last night. Baylor will host Arkansas in the Super Regional this weekend. Also last night, Oklahoma got two wins on the day over Appalachian State to win the Charlottesville Regional. OU will travel to Columbia to take on two-time College World Series champion South Carolina in the Super Regional. In Raleigh, North Carolina State beat Vanderbilt 9-7 and will play at Florida in Gainesville in the Super Regional. And finally, the Stony Brook Seawolves of the American East Conference beat Central Florida 10-6, and they're going to go play LSU in Baton Rouge in that Super. The other Super Regional matchups will have Kent State at Oregon, Stanford at Florida State, and St. John's at Arizona. There's 16 left. 8 will go to Omaha. Well, Texas A&M junior outfielder Tyler Naquin and junior pitcher Michael Wacha had a great day yesterday, both selected in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. Naquin was the 15th overall pick by the Cleveland Indians, and Wacha was chosen four picks later by the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. Wacha's the second Aggie pitcher in the last three drafts to be selected in the first round. Barrett Lautz was taken 6th overall by the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2010. The only other Aggie teammates to go in the first round during the same year were Jeff Granger and Kelly Winch in 1993. Now, A&M pitcher Ross Stripling will likely hear his name called today when rounds 2 through 10 happen. Also, Aggie seniors Jacob House and Scott Arthur could get a call, as well as underclassmen Mikey Reynolds and Matt Yingle and Cray Bratson. A&M anticipates that their top signee, Nick Williams, out of Galveston Ball, will be selected. Williams is a slugger and outfielder who was ranked as high as 41st in the nation as a draft prospect. Some analysts thought that he might be picked up by the Rangers in the first round, but they went with Florida high school outfielder Lewis Brinson. The Houston Astros used the first overall pick in the draft to choose Puerto Rico's Carlos Correa, who's 17 years old. One more comment from Coach Rob Childress after the season ended for the Aggies on Sunday, and he talked about next year and the prospects.
We've got to continue to grow and improve as a program. We'll be playing a very challenging schedule next year. In the preseason, you'll have the Minute Maid Classic. You'll have Fullerton and Pepperdine, and then 10 weeks of the SEC. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a good class signed, and, hopefully in the next 3 days we'll find out how good it really is. And, moving it up, a month, July 15th, we'll know a little bit sooner, maybe can make some adjustments from that point on. But I feel like we've got a chance to be very talented next year. We're going to be young, and that's not an excuse. We're going to have talent. We're going to have expectation.
So are you ready for some Aggie football, SEC style? Five Aggies earned preseason All-Southeastern Conference honors in the 66th annual Birmingham News Spring Football Preview, which is determined by a vote of the 14 Media Relations Director. Named to the first team were senior wide receiver Ryan Swope and senior linebacker Sean Porter, while junior offensive tackle Luke Jokel and senior running back Christian Michael received second team accolades on the prestigious honor team. In the best of the SEC category, Porter was ranked the conference's second-best linebacker behind Georgia's Jarvis Jones, and senior Dustin Harris, the number two kick returner behind LSU's Tyrann Mathieu. The newspaper also projected the 2012 season's overall strength in the SEC and the Western Division. A&M, which begins its first season in the Southeastern Conference, was rated number 8 overall in the conference and number 5 in the divisional ranking. Kevin Durant scored 27 points last night as the Oklahoma City Thunder topped the San Antonio Spurs 108-103 in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Russell Westbrook added 23 points for the Thunder, who take a 3-game-to-2 lead. Manu Ginobili led the Spurs with 34 points. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder can wrap it up. A Big 12 team is one win away from the Women's College World Series title. Oklahoma beat Alabama 4-1 last night to win the first of a best-of-three championship series in that Oklahoma City Softball Championship. Game 2 will be tonight. And the Brazos Valley Bombers have started their season. They're 2-1 after beating Victoria 6-4 last night. They finished the season opening road trip tonight in Victoria, and they'll host the Acadiana Cane Cutters tomorrow night in the home opener at American Momentum Bank Ballpark. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for United Country Real Estate. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ansett Bring Pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ansett Crawl on kitchen counters? Not so much. Hopkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Morefeed.com. High today about 95, 20% chance of rain. High tomorrow 93 with a 50% chance of showers on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 78 right now.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. After his controversial move to roll back collective bargaining rights for state workers, Republican Governor Scott Walker learns from Wisconsin voters if he keeps his job. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper reports live from Milwaukee.
A lot of interest in this race at the Election Commission office here in Milwaukee. Extra staff has been brought in to field the calls and paperwork.
Somehow get to your polling place.
Shortly after the polls opened this morning, Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett cast his ballot at this polling place. He's hoping to replace Governor Scott Walker. Making sure there are no shenanigans today, Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says agents are posted at the polls.
We're out there to assist election officials when needed.
Scott Walker is only the third governor in U.S. history to face a recall vote. Ron?
Jennifer, they're also voting in California today, in San Diego and San Jose deciding whether to downsize pension funds for government workers. More diplomatic moves involving Syria, including orders for Western diplomats to get out. Live from Jerusalem, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
Syria's foreign ministry in Damascus has made the move to expel Western diplomats, including the U.S. and Britain. Some had already left the country, but those remaining are out. As the ceasefire is no longer recognized by the rebels, UN envoy Kofi Annan will meet with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday, following a UN briefing on Syria the day before. Meanwhile, Syria has agreed to allow the UN and international agencies to widen their humanitarian operations within the country and to gain access to some of the hardest hit areas, Ron.
Emily, our government says it can't confirm yet whether a CIA attack killed Al-Qaeda's number two man, but Abu Yahya Alibi was the man that the drone was after when it struck a house in Pakistan. In Pennsylvania,
this is the fight of Jerry Sandusky's life.
Attorney Joe Amendola represents the former Penn State football coach who is in court to watch jury selection in his sexual assault trial. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
If you're like most people, your home is the biggest investment you have made. So when it comes to selling your home, you want to make sure that a realtor looks out for your best interest. I mean, they represent you after all. They're in it for your benefit. And Zweiker & Associates wants to make sure that you understand they're going to do everything possible to make sure your home stands out above the crowd. If you go to their website, zarealestate.com, you'll notice professional photography. This is not done with snaps on a cell phone. This is not done on spur of the moment. This is someone who professionally photographs, is a professional photographer taking pictures of the homes represented by Zweiker & Associates. Also, they do 360-degree virtual tours that can put potential buyers right there in your home without having to set foot into your home. Make sure your realtor looks out for your best interest. Zweiker & Associates will do just that, because at Zweiker & Associates, your needs come first. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time, 806, 79 degrees right now at the studios. Almost 80 by 8 today. We're warming to a high in the mid-90s and a slight chance of showers in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this news update brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. If you were listening to WTAW Monday morning shortly after 9, you heard the announcement that Neil Bortz is retiring from his talk show. Bortz announced his departure in his typical style.
My last day on the air is January the 21st of next year, which is the day we inaugurate a new president. If it's Barack Obama, then I'm going to disappear into the mountains somewhere and come out after he has completely destroyed this country.
In Bortz's place, former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over. Cain is a longtime substitute host for Bortz, who says he's retiring now to travel with his wife Donna. Bortz has had his current talk show for about 20 years, but began in radio right here at WTAW in 1967 while attending Texas A&M. He's maintained a long positive relationship with the station, hosting numerous events to interact with local listeners, including a book signing and live broadcasts of his show. A long weekend has passed for the local electric companies and thousands of customers unexpectedly left in the heat. Timothy Crabb at College Station Utilities says are at the Greens Prairie substation, which is shared by both cities. A fire damaged BTU equipment and resulted in a Saturday night power outage.
A wire had come loose or burnt loose. We're still determining what caused that to happen.
Crabb says the length of the outage was extended because transformers at the substation could not be switched until the fire was put out.
So we had to do switching in the field, and within probably an hour and a half, we had half the customers back on.
After power was restored, it took another 5 hours at the substation to complete repairs. About 3,400 BTU customers were without power, and of the 3,000 College Station Utilities customers were without. One of the first arrests made by undercover Bryan police officers looking for online sexual predators goes to trial today. Opening arguments are scheduled for this morning for Gruesome Wrath of Houston, who was picked up in September 2006, accused of online solicitation of a minor under the age of 14. That minor turned out to actually be a police officer. Wrath is now 34 years old. He had trial dates set twice last year, according to court records. College Station police are monitoring reports from apartment complexes about door-to-door solicitation.
He was telling residents that the complex required them to pay $20 for a Houston Chronicle subscription, and that is just not true. No apartment complex is going to require you to take a newspaper subscription. What I suggest is that if you decide to open the door to somebody that you don't know who happens to be selling something, before you buy anything, before you engage them in a conversation at all, ask to see their city permit.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says if you feel uncomfortable, just call police. A Texas A&M history professor has won the right to review thousands of documents related to the 1972 Watergate burglary and cover-up. Professor Luke Richter's goal was to learn the testimony of one of the major players in the Watergate drama.
Centerpiece of that petition is the testimony of the government's star witness, Alfred Baldwin. And this star witness was the person who actually overheard the wiretaps.
The burglary of the political headquarters in Washington some 40 years ago this month eventually led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Texas pet sellers will be under the microscope as the U.S. Agriculture Department tries to close a loophole.
USDA maintains some breeders selling pets online are taking advantage of a loophole in the Animal Welfare Act. Deputy Undersecretary Rebecca Blue says definition of a pet store predates the Internet. She says the proposed regulations include licensing.
If you had more than four breeding females and continued to sell over the Internet, you would have to apply for a license with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, APHIS.
Blue says that license would include inspections to ensure the Animal Welfare Act is being complied with. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
And the two candidates in a runoff for the U.S. Senate are finalizing their debate plans, and one of them could be in Spanish. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst's campaign says their candidate has agreed to two televised debates, one on Belo Corporation television stations and another on public television. They're still working to set dates. Dewhurst's opponent, Ted Cruz, has suggested holding five debates before the July 31st runoff. The Univision television network suggested holding one debate in Spanish. Dewhurst agreed, having perfected Spanish while serving as a CIA officer in Bolivia in the 1970s. Cruz is the son of a Cuban immigrant, but expressed doubts. He grew up speaking a mix of English and Spanish and is not considered fluent. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 80 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit Pioneer.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station. Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners, taking pride in how you look.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure results in some pretty typical weather for early June across the region. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures will top out in the lower 90s. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, a high in the lower 90s, partly cloudy in the mid-70s tomorrow night. Thursday, some sun, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we almost made 80 by 8. That's pretty exciting for June. When's the longest day? It's like June 22nd or 21st or something like that. Oh, hey, I'm doing the show by myself. That is cool. That is so fun. Yeah. You want to stay for the rest of the day?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Yeah, you don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Okay, well, we were going to play Jethro Trivia, but there's nobody around.
Huh. No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Somebody.
I'm sorry. Were you just being left alone?
Oh, there's no. I mean, no, it's okay. I mean, I could.
Were you talking to yourself?
No. Leah's in here from the animal show.
You and Leah.
So I was like, no.
Oh, I guess I was gone too.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. We need to coordinate that, Chase.
Yeah, really. I didn't see you in the restroom. Where were you?
Because again, I was going to play Jethro Trivia.
Right.
Oh,
okay. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, well, I will. And just kind of a deal where we
joined us.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
Thanks, Leah. God, we're getting a little Leah smack, man.
She's been coming here long enough.
Started here in 2005.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Off and on. So you know she can do. Oh, what? Now you're going to start talking about being here and leaving?
Well, I was going to say she doesn't compare to me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No.
Well, so actually, what we'll do today is because Leah has been here for a long time, we'll give her the choice because we didn't do Jethro Trivia yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we have two different subjects we can choose from. That one topic could be your right to vote, or the other could be the exciting world of astronomy.
Oh, astronomy.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right, we'll do astronomy for 100, Alex.
She picked astronomy?
Yeah, yeah, she did. Yeah.
We're gonna
I didn't
lose,
say I knew
we
anything about it. But
yeah, no, see, she
it's
didn't
better
say
than
she,
civics.
Yeah, no, she said she didn't know anything about it, okay. But, you know, none of
the stars, they're pretty. No.
Yeah, there you go. Anything more general? Anything more specific than that, we may be in trouble.
And don't
okay.
stare at the sun today because of the Venus thing.
That's right. So. That Venus right. thing is going on because NASA, we're still relevant.
Darn, that was a Jethro trivia.
Yeah, exactly. Jethro, NASA, we're still relevant, has like someplace you can go on their website or something. So
oh, that's
you can see it there and it'll be
yeah,
safe.
That's just what's, like being there.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the stories I saw said you could wear welder's goggles. Yeah, oh, you don't see people standing outside with a welder's hood on.
Yeah, I'm going over Harbor Freight today to buy me some welder's goggles, okay?
Can you still stick the hole in the cardboard and, you know, hold
that's
the two cardboard?
That's for an eclipse.
No.
Oh, that's for an eclipse. Yeah.
Oh, that's an eclipse
it's
of the
bit,
sun.
It's yeah. a bit bigger for an eclipse. Yeah. You know, okay. It's a little bit more noticeable than a speck crossing the sun.
Okay. What's funny is, and if people take the Houston Chronicle, they know this. I forgot to point it out to you guys yesterday. But they had a picture of the sun, great big sun, mm-hmm. and apparently the last time this happened, because it was like 4 years ago it happened, and you can see this little bitty dot. I think I referred to it yesterday as looking like a blackhead. This little dot right there that was Venus passing between the Earth and the sun. But in the same picture was this seagull up in the right hand. It looked like this seagull. Yeah, but like 20 times bigger than Venus.
Attack of the giant
yeah,
seagulls.
Exactly. So they probably should have yeah. photoshopped that out. Yeah,
it's clean pooping it up, on Mercury because that's all seagulls do.
It's pooping Mercury. What yeah, are you talking about? Yeah. Anyway, I just that was rather a strange okay. one to see. All right. So anyways, here we go with the
Astronomy, Jethro trivia.
Yeah, I was looking for the follow-up story about the world's fattest cat, but I couldn't
find
that.
Oh, we
right
had now. One.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, you had a world's fattest cat. Yeah.
Our fat cat's bigger than your fat cat. All right, here we go. It's if you don't know, it's Jethro trivia. It's the oddly informative. Well, let's get a listener involved.
It's going to be 9:15 by the time you get around to doing this.
That's right.
695-1620. Join us playing.
Is the chamber in there yet?
No, they're not here. They may not show up.
Oh, my gosh.
695-1620.
We're going to have a mayor in there before too much longer.
Yeah, that's right. Jethro trivia with us. Golly. Come on, guys.
We'll be talking to Neil on retirement day before we
exactly. Hello.
I'd love to play Jethro trivia.
Well,
you're going to have to calm down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're going to have to bring your energy level down.
You better drink some decaf. Yeah.
Well, I'm just recouping from the working out.
Oh, is that it? Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cooling down.
Y'all played earlier.
Yeah, was that it? Yeah, it'll wear you out, won't it? Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Okay. If it doesn't, we will.
That's right. Who's this?
Terry.
Terry. Did you hear our workout music this morning?
Did
you?
I sure did.
Yeah, he
did
said you? He heard it. Yeah,
yeah
so
good.
Fine.
Where have you been the last 10 seconds?
Well, somebody was laughing over what he said. Maybe
all right.
It was me.
Here we go. Okay, it's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win, or it's easy to play and fun to win. We're not sure.
Whatever.
So this morning.
We're about to get to it. Yeah.
That's right. So what we'll do is actually we'll ask Chase first, and then Tom, and then Leah, and then Terry. You'll have a shot. So here we go. It's from the exciting world of astronomy.
All the answers covered, won't we?
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to, you could choose your own. Yes, you could do that. All right. So anyway, here we go. It's the question is, a Google Sky researcher is claiming to have found something in our solar system that he says has not been mapped by scientists. Is it A new planet between Jupiter and Saturn? B, unidentifiable space debris suggesting possible alien life. C, an Earth-killing asteroid. Or D, a Starbucks. Okay, once again, a Google Sky researcher has found something we didn't know out there was mapped. A, it's a new planet between Jupiter and Saturn. B, it's an unidentifiable space debris that suggests possible life, alien life. C, it's Earth-killing asteroid. Or D, it's a Starbucks. Okay, Chase.
You know, they seem to identify these asteroids all the time because, you know, they've already found, you had the one either yesterday or late last week that was going to kill us in like 400,000 years
You're
or
right.
something.
Yeah, a billion years.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that. Okay. I'm going to go with space debris.
Space debris. Oh, that sounds interesting. Tom, what about you?
I'm going to go with the new planet.
The new planet. Okay. And, Leah?
I'm going to go with space debris as well.
Okay, space debris. Okay, Terry, it's on you.
Man, I hate to do this. I'm going with Tom, eh?
Oh, that is scary. Yeah. You know what happens every time you go with Tom, Terry? I'm just letting you know. Thanks so much for playing with us this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, see you later. Thanks.
It was space debris, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It was the asteroid.
It's another Earth-killing asteroid.
Wow. Yeah. Talked myself right out of it.
Yeah, you did. At least
four of us were able to miss it.
Yeah, this is what you love is the researcher.
Hopefully the asteroid will miss, too.
The researcher believes it's a possibility.
Okay. Oh. Well, so, I believe there's a possibility I'm going to win the lottery.
Space debris.
Yeah.
That's right.
And once again, but it made the news, and it made, of course, our Jethro trivia. So, anyway, Terry, thanks for playing, and that's
well, the space debris out there. Do we need to put a sign in outer space that says, don't mess with space?
I think we need to come up with a...
Is that the next level of community service, that you go out and you clean up space debris?
Could do that. I would prefer that we have an Earth-killing asteroid tracker map. Could we do that?
Ooh, we could put Bob French's picture on it.
Yeah, exactly. Put them in grocery stores.
Yeah, be available in grocery stores.
Yeah, and coming in your Sunny Eagle.
That's right, your Earth-killing asteroid tracker. So we'll work on that.
Will the three of us be on the cover?
Yeah.
No. There you go, the three of you.
Yeah. Well, Bob's got it. Bob's there. Everything's good. All right, here we go.
With the three of us staring at the sun.
With Al Welder's glasses. All right, we have to go now, see. All right, so it's time to talk about what's going on at the animal shelter finally.
June is Adopt-a-Cat month, so if you're in the market for a cat, we have a few for you. Oh my goodness, the cat house is full. Yes, I said cat
okay
house.
Yep, okay.
and we have adult cats, we have kittens, all available for adoption. We've got cats at PetSmart as well. Now, one of the specials that we've done this year for June and being Adopt-a-Cat month, we have the 12 cats that have been with us the longest for $12.
Oh, there you go.
So we kind of did something like this back in the spring. We occasionally will get, you know, a couple animals that have been there a bit longer. But what we're doing with the cats as well, as one of the 12 gets adopted, we're putting another one on the list. So we should continually have 12 cats available for $12 in the month of June. And then on the 22nd and 23rd of June, we're having our Kitty Palooza, which will be half-price cat adoptions. A general adoption on a cat, an adult cat, is $50. So an adult cat will now be $25, and the kittens are generally $95. The regular things that are included in adoption fee are still coming with the half-price or the $12 cats. Now, those $12 cats on the 23rd and 22nd and 23rd will not be $6.
Okay.
Just to
clear
that up.
Yeah, I understand.
$12 is kind of cutting us pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't be cutting that in half. Okay.
So they'll still be spayed or neutered. They'll be microchipped. They'll have a round of basic vaccinations. You'll get local pet retail and veterinary coupons as well. So great deal. Can't beat it, even at the full price of $50 or $95. Great opportunities there. We have cats of every color in, and we have kittens. We have some extremely unusual marked kittens. I'm going to throw out there. One has, like, bangling markings. He's a very cool marked cat. Some silver tabbies as well. So come out, check them out. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. We are still getting plenty of puppies and kittens in. If you've been missing your dog, please come in and look, because, again, we have some dogs that we definitely know belong to somebody. Their haircuts have been taken care of, etc. So no ID on them, no microchips. Please come and look for your dog.
Okay. Yes, please do. Makes life easier for everybody. All right.
So check out our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
Great. Thanks for playing Jethro Trivia with us
this
morning.
Problem.
Yep. All right. That's Leah from the Brazos Animal Shelter. Visit with them on Tuesdays. And Julie's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. What you got for us?
Well, we have a luncheon this Wednesday, June 6th. It's the Newman 10 Performance Awards Luncheon. So that's going to be at the Hilton Wednesday from 12 to 1:30. It honors the top 10 businesses in the area, so that's always a good thing. All right, and another luncheon this week, Thursday, June 7th. It's a membership luncheon sponsored by the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. So if you've ever wanted to know about chamber membership, what we do, all of that good stuff, come out, come eat lunch with us from 11:45 to 1 at Briarcrest Country Club, and we'll tell you all about it. Tickets are $20. Deluxe ribbon cutting, also on Thursday, June 7th from 4:30 to 5:30. In the afternoon at International Eye Care Laser and Lifestyle Center on University Drive in College Station. So you can come out, talk to them about eye care, LASIK. I can't say enough about LASIK. So
you're a believer, huh?
I am definitely a believer since July of 2008.
Okay,
I'm a believer.
There you go. Okay.
Then we have another deluxe ribbon cutting on Tuesday, June 12th from 5:30 to 7:00. The sponsor for that is the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and it is located at the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Dartmouth and College Station. Our next business after hours, Thursday, June 21st from 5:30 to 7 at 21 Gramercy Park. It's a new, really nice apartment complex off of University Drive. If you haven't passed it, it's really pretty. That is actually sponsored by Godfrey Construction, but it's going to be located at 21 Gramercy Park Apartments.
Okay, great. That's so, it.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks a lot. We visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesday as well on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryant has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryant, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99 and the $5 Classic Burger meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryant, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud, Bud Light, and the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's Best Online Shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July the 5th. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Texas Truck Rigging's been around for a while, and you know, that truck is an investment. And like any other investment that you have, you want to make sure it lasts as long as you can and holds its value as long as it can. And Texas Truck Rigging's can help you do that, as a matter of fact. First thing you think of is when you get a truck is a spray-in bed liner or a drop-in bed liner, either one you want to go with. They have both of them at Texas Truck Rigging's, but the idea is maintaining the inside of that bed and make sure it looks the way that it should so that you can continue to have it maintain its value as time goes on. They do powder coating as well. And just lots of truck accessories for you to look at, whether it's bumpers or side steps or grill guards or headache racks, the different things that you might need to make that truck more usable. At the same time, though, hold the value and make sure it still looks good. And, of course, they'll put the trailer hitches on there and anything that you need there. Now, in the middle of the store, they've got this boutique where you can get a gift card, gift certificate for that lady in your life, or maybe, you know, she might want something for her vehicle, and that's fine, too, because Texas Truck Riggins can do that for you. So think of it as not only for you, but for other folks to make sure that your truck, your SUV, stays the way that it should. That's the way the Texas Truck Riggins has made their name since, 1995, I think, is when that happened. So stop in and see them over on South College across from the lake. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and Will King is along from the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And you got a lot going on now that June has started. Summer has really officially started. And it really started yesterday for you guys with the summer camps. They got going yesterday with the half-day camps, right?
Good morning. That's right. You know, school's out, but camp is in session. Our half-day camps are going on now. It's the Exploring History Summer Camp 2012, and the theme this year is Caucuses, Candidates, and Campaigns. That's, of course, tied into our Headed to the White House exhibit going on through July the 29th. The camps themselves have, you know, different daily themes, all kind of tied to learning about the election process and democracy in general and what goes on in our great country. The half-day camps are some spaces still available. Mm-hmm. Our full-day camps begin in the beginning of July on the 9th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, there's daily rates, weekly rates, ages 7 through 11.
So. Yeah. So the half-day camps, if that's what your child wants to go for, that's from 9 to noon or from 1 to 4. So three-hour sessions, and those are $20 a day. So if you just want to come on a daily basis, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, the whole week, there's a little something there for everybody. And then, like you said, July 9th through August the 10th are the full-day camps. It'll go from 9 to 4, and that's just $10 more a day. That's just $30 a day, so that's a great deal.
Plus, you sign up for a full week, get a T-shirt.
How about that? There you go. Now, coming up on Thursday, the 7th, talk about this, about a guide to parenting your parents. What's that?
Being done through Crestview, a system of, you know, older homes. I don't want to say retirement mm-hmm. homes, but
sure.
Basically what's going on there, it's this author that they've organized. His name is Jim Comer. He's nationally recognized for parenting your parents. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what to do whenever your parents get to that age where they kind of, the roles reverse and they need your help now to basically get through the, and just manage the daily aspects of their lives. And so he's going to be coming in and giving a presentation about that. It's a totally free event. We'll have a free reception afterwards and a book signing as well.
And, of course, every year we get to celebrate President and Mrs. Bush's birthday that are very close to each other. And this year you'll be doing that on June the 12th.
That's right, June the 12th, on President Bush's actual birthday when he turns 88. We'll have from 11 till 3 that day, free ice cream and cake, and we'll have some activities for kids, some balloon tying and things like that. That'll have take place in the rotunda.
And before we see you next, on June the 14th, got a couple of things going. The Classic Film Festival continues. This is Road to Morocco.
That's right. It's part of our Headed to the Movie series. It's, look at classic road trips. Again, part of that whole Headed to the White House deal that we got going on. Mm-hmm. And that is another, once again, totally free event that we have for folks out there. It starts at 7 p.m., but as always, come a little early, and we'll have some popcorn and refreshments for you.
And earlier that day, the Storytellers Guild will be presenting the celebration for Juneteenth.
That's right. This is a deal we've done now for several years. It begins in the morning with the Freedom Walk. And that comes, a little more than 3 miles, I think, they walk over to the library.
Right.
Then they have a presentation there about Juneteenth. And it was just a really cool event. That's happening, like you said, June 14th.
And when we see you next, we'll be talking about other things. There's a class act etiquette summer camp coming out. And next time we'll talk about July 4th and the I Love America celebration, okay?
That's right. We're gearing up.
All right. It's summertime at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And thank you, Will King, for coming along, as always, to tell us about it. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 80 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the mid-90s, we'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. It's brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations. CallawayJones.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Very good. Talk show host Neil Bortz has held down the 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. spot on WTAW for several years and has been nationally syndicated for roughly two decades. Now, Bortz is retiring, announcing his decision Monday on the air. Bortz says it isn't about health, it's about pursuing his other passion of traveling with his wife, Donna.
In talk radio, you can't take time off. You can't travel. So that is why I am pulling the plug. It's so that Donna, I can participate and share with Donna the common passion that we have for travel.
Bortz got his start in radio right here at WTAW in 1967 and often referenced his time here. He also maintained a fondness for Texas A&M, even though he didn't graduate. Bortz's last day on the air is Inauguration Day 2013. Longtime fill-in host and former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain will take over full-time after Bortz's last day. Almost 6 years after his arrest, where he's accused of going online to arrange sex with what he thought was an underage girl, a Houston man is now headed to trial. 34-year-old Gruesum Rath was one of the first people arrested by Bryan PD's Cyber Crimes Unit in September of 2006. The person he thought was an underage girl turned out to be a Bryan police officer. Opening arguments are scheduled for this morning at the Brazos County Courthouse. Door-to-door salespeople are required to have a city permit. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says some apartment complexes, though, have had some trouble recently with solicitors.
If they do not have a permit, do not talk to them because they haven't gone through the proper channels, and there's no way that we've had a chance or the city's had a chance to confirm that they're actually a legitimate business. If you feel uncomfortable with that person, call the police department. Let us come out and check. It's not going to hurt. You may have stopped something that's possibly in progress.
Seaton says a salesman was telling some apartment residents they were required to buy a $20 newspaper subscription. What started a fire that led to a Saturday power outage affecting Bryan and College Station customers remains under investigation. BTU reported 3,400 customers without electricity, and Timothy Crabb with College Station Utilities says they had 3,000 customers out, all from the shared Greens Prairie substation.
Because of the fire in the substation, we were unable to switch the transformers back
back on. So we had to do switching in the field.
Scrap says some had power restored by repair crews in the field and others after BTU employees put out the fire in the substation.
The system did work properly. It protected the equipment from being damaged. It's just in that protection scheme, the customers lost power for a period of time.
Texas Senator John Cornyn and other Republicans are pushing the latest program to grant legal residency to immigrants. This one would benefit foreign students who get graduate degrees at U.S. colleges.
It's called the STAR Act, and it's supported by tech companies that say they can't find enough engineering graduates. But Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies says it sounds to him like an invitation for scams.
Writing a check, you know, giving some term paper that you wrote, you get a master's degree and a green card with it. It's a terrible idea.
And supporters of the DREAM Act, which would grant citizenship to the children of illegals, wonder why we would help foreign students and not students who grew up here. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And soon thousands of sealed documents from the Watergate scandal will be in the hands of Texas A&M professor Luke Richter. It's the 40th anniversary of the Watergate break-in, which ignited a two-year drama in American government, culminating in President Nixon's resignation. Even though 40 years have passed, Richter says there are still key questions that deserve answers.
They overlooked some key questions that we still do not have answers to today. And these questions are, who ordered the break-in? Why did the break-in happen when it did? What were the burglars doing there? They seem like such basic questions to us 40 years later, but they've simply been overlooked this entire time, and we still don't have answers.
Richter says he doesn't believe there will be a repeat of Watergate because presidents don't keep recordings of what's said in the Oval Office. WTAW News Time is 836, 82 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Callaway Jones. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley, Blue Baker.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate Law.com.
Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on heart muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Get to Complete Nutrition for the best products at the best prices.
That's us, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Let's do that. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure results in some pretty typical weather for early June across the region. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures will top out in the lower 90s. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, high in the lower 90s, partly cloudy in the mid-70s tomorrow night. Thursday, some sun, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid and upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, a 90-year-old woman was one of four auction winners given the honor of being the first to flush a toilet
in a Kansas City town's first public toilets. Dorothy Johnson.
Was this like 1909?
No, we're talking right now, big boy. Dorothy Johnson won the job of first flusher in the women's handicap restroom in downtown Lucas, Kansas, very first public restroom. The event drew hundreds of spectators from the city and out of town to view Miss Johnson do what she does best, make that first flush. Along with her fellow auction winners, that'd be Doug Hickman, Bess Schultz, and Marcy Penner, who respectively flushed the men's urinal, the women's toilet, and the men's handicap toilet. The location
Marcy,
of the new,
she's so pretentious. You see her around town. She's so full of herself. You know.
The location of the new public toilets there are in the Bowl Plaza, which is shaped ironically like
a toilet
tank, and features an entrance resembling an upturned toilet seat. So I went in and I found not one but another story of this, and it described Lucas, Kansas as 230 miles west of Kansas City.
What does that say?
You might as well describe it as far as how far it is from El Paso.
Well, and again, and that's it. You know, whenever something happens in a foreign country, they'll say, you know, in Austria near Geneva. Well, actually, it might be 420 miles from Geneva, but
that's right.
Well, we're U.S. Americans. We ain't never heard of nothing else. So.
That's right. Yeah.
But I actually did.
Everything is either near Houston or Dallas.
Yeah.
I went to
Google Maps to actually look, and you know, you could have said it's 150 miles northwest of Wichita, but nobody knows where that is either. So 230 miles from Kansas City was probably about as good as they could do. So there you go.
Just 230 miles.
That's it. So the location
is scant.
Exactly. And believe me, that is not a fun. I remember driving from Kansas City to Manhattan one time. Uh-huh. God, you talk about falling asleep.
Oh, I know. Oh, well, anywhere in Kansas.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness. Fortunately, they had this new thing called satellite radio, and I could listen to a football game as I was driving in there. But anyway. All right. So the location of the new public toilets, the Sun Bowl, I mean, this is going to be a double functional facility, you see. It will be an art attraction and, of course, a public toilet. Now, why didn't College Station do something when they opened the Northgate toilets? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we're just 250 miles south of Oklahoma City.
That's right.
Now, I don't know, having never been in the public toilets at Northgate, I don't know, maybe they're a no-touch thing. Is that...
I don't know. I haven't been in there either.
Now,
if I had, I don't know that I'd want to touch them.
Now, but that's what I'm thinking is, can you imagine if they decided, whether it's in College Station or any place else, they decided to have a ceremonial first flush.
A flushing.
All you need is to have people just stand in front of them or sit down and then stand up, right?
But who wants to sit down if you're not actually transacting?
I'm just saying. The way that they do.
How long is this going to transpire?
Now, wait a minute. No. All I'm saying is, first of all, I don't know how long this project has been in the works for Lucas, Kansas.
So to speak.
Yeah. But I mean.
This is our potty humor, folks.
No, it's not. Think about this.
Because obviously you have.
No, I haven't. This just came into my mind, which is the scariest things.
Yeah.
How long ago did we start seeing that no-touch anythings in the bathrooms? So how long has Lucas been doing that? Did they not catch on to the fact that you don't have to have a handle on these things anymore?
Well, maybe they got a discount. They got them used.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Is they had, all right, we got six left over. Well, we can sell them to Lucas, Kansas for $23, or we can just let it go. Hello.
Time for some workout music.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hello.
Oh, sit down and flush up.
Hey,
there you go.
But no, that's what I'm saying. What if you have this grand opening? Then what do? You have the members of the city council just stand there, and then they turn their backs and it flushes. Yeah, it flushes. You see? Now, that's not potty humor. That's just, I mean, wouldn't that be fun? All right. Who's coming in next? Oh, it'll be Jason. We'll ask him about that tomorrow. See what he thinks about that. All right, let's see here. Hey, so Kevin Costner and the Normal Baldwin boy are going at one another in court, huh?
Yeah, over this this oil spill contraption.
And the deal is the judge has ordered them to be in court every day.
Right. How about that?
That's to help the New Orleans hotel market.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has ordered them to be there. Stephen Baldwin is suing Kevin Costner, claiming that Costner cheated him out of his rightful share in profits for a sale of an oil separating machine that BP actually bought several of them to help clean up the spill.
And they never used it.
Yeah.
They never used this machine to clean up the spill. That's the thing. Yeah. But somebody got paid for it.
He claims that he was duped out of his portion of the $18 million deposit from BP for the devices. So we'll see what happens, but that'd be kind of fun, see how that all works out. Now, I believe they're both Republicans, though, because, you know, Kevin was here for the opening of the library.
Yeah, one of those Baldwin boys is.
He's the one who seems to be normal. And Cleveland waitress says she was surprised when she received her tax refund for more than she expected. Virginia Hopkins, been working down there at Johnny's Downtown Restaurant in Cleveland for 19 years. Thought she was going to get her a refund of $754.
Yeah.
Check she got last week was $434,700.
Oh, wow.
Somebody had a little
keying error. Right?
Data entry problem.
Something like that. Said she decided to return the check to Cleveland's IRS office the next day. Said the IRS workers wouldn't believe her story until she showed them a photo ID that this was her. Well, what? She thought she found somebody else's check and was turning it in? What?
And they didn't believe her?
To what point? After she proved her identity, they were very helpful and promised to thoroughly investigate
the error. Yeah.
And I'm sure that they'll give her some sort of a
break on her taxes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead and thank her so much for doing that.
That's right.
We'll go ahead.
That's right. Oh, you get an IRS koozie.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. And a T-shirt.
Every once in a while when we get stories here from our service, it will say note nature following or something, just so we'll know.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they are.
A dirty word in there.
Yeah, something like that. And so anyway, this morning's is note drug use content.
Uh-huh.
And so the first two words are Woody Harrelson. So there we go.
Enough said.
Yeah, I told you they were dirty words.
Yeah, Woody has a soft spot in his heart for stoners. Actor reportedly spotted a guy begging for money on Hollywood Boulevard with a sign that said, "Need dollars for weed." Yeah, that's what it said. The Woody, who allegedly has smoked marijuana before.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Pulled over, handed him $40, and told him he was working hard to get marijuana legalized. So doing his part to help the stoners in California.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Once again, as the heat start to settle in, critters looking to get into your house, whether it's for relief from the heat or a little water source or whatever it might be. Remember that ABC Home and Commercial Services is here to help you out. They've been doing this kind of thing for 60 years, and they know you do the best you can, but they know where all those secret places are that those bugs are trying to get in, and roaches and fleas and rodents as well. And they may find a way to get in that you don't know about, so let the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services, who've been doing this kind of thing for a long time, take care of that for you. Just give them a call at 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services can come out and rid your house of those critters that are in there right now, and then schedule to get your home treated regularly so that that won't happen again. And in the meantime, if you see a bug come back, then they really want you to be satisfied, so just give them a call back. Also, remember that they can take care of the outside of your home, too. Lawn mowing season's here, so they can help you with getting your lawn in good shape, keeping it in good shape, especially as we get on toward that hot, dry weather, and then making sure that it looks great next year and the first things to come up green aren't weeds. They can do all of that for you. Just one phone call to ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500. They're specialists for your environment.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today. 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today. 776-2215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. Here's a nanny state story for you. Barnes & Noble has responded quickly to reports that a store employee told a grandfather of two that he had to leave the premises because he was a man shopping alone in the children's section.
Oh.
Saying that he shouldn't have been there. Barnes & Noble bigwig says, "We want to apologize to the customer for a situation in which he was asked to leave the store's children's section of our Scottsdale, Arizona store. We should not have done that. It was not our policy to ask customers to leave any section of our store without justification. We value him as a customer. Look forward to welcoming him back to our stores." About the time hell freezes over, right?
Was he acting strange?
No. In the initial statement, spokesperson for the Arizona Republic newspaper, they said, "We have no comment on the store matter that you called about. We believe we acted appropriately," as they found out more, like that the guy was there shopping for his two grandsons.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it. Again, nanny state. Yes, well, make sure you know.
Nothing like jumping to the wrong conclusion.
You betcha. Yeah. So it's been more than a year since we first told you about Taco Bell testing out that wild finger-stained notion of selling its tacos in hard shells made out of Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
The product finally launched nationwide in March. It is the most popular new item the company has ever launched. 100 million Doritos Locos Tacos were sold during the first 10 weeks following the national launch. So, again, and it's got probably, what are they, like Cheetle, right? Isn't that what they call
sure,
it?
Sure, sure.
It's so it's called something else off of there. I guess it's called Doritle, maybe, since it's the stuff that would come off of the Dorito Locos Tacos. Now, but the question is, do you remember what had held the number one spot as the biggest kickoff item from Taco Bell? I mean, as you think about it, you could really come up with it. Well, no, you couldn't, because it's the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah. No. I just said that.
This is ranking right up.
It's going along.
Ranking right up with KFC. KFC and Taco Bell are the same company, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah. Yum brands.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Aggregately, I guess I haven't been there in like 40 years. Once what happens when they finally start? Now, see, now they could put the famous bowl inside the Dorito crunch thing. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just pair them up.
Yeah. I think good. All right. Hey, we just did a commercial a minute ago for ABC Home and Commercial Services. Boy, had it not been for the birds, their job could have been a lot tougher. Apparently, a prehistoric prequel to Godzilla took place 150 million years ago when insects of monstrous size met their doom by battling the ancestors of our modern birds. That's what they're saying. They're saying the epic struggle ended an era of insect growth spurts that coincided with upticks in the amount of oxygen in the air.
Oh.
A new report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, that's not ostentatious at all, said, starting with the Cretaceous period, predators kept the size of insects down. Had they not, we would have cockroaches as big as cars, fleas the size of our dining room tables. I mean, can you imagine?
It's a big dog.
Yeah, what's that game? Big dog. All right, despite a string of grisly incidents throughout North America, the U.S. American Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there is no evidence of a coming zombie apocalypse. Were we troubled over that?
The whole Florida thing with the guy.
Oh, is that it? Okay, okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Following a series of ghastly incidents in Canada, Florida, New Jersey, and Maryland, the organization actually forced to address concerns about back-from-the-dead monsters feasting on the flesh of the living. The CDC said, we do not know of a virus or condition that would reanimate the dead. Zombie talk began again on May 26th, as you're talking about. Rudy Eugene, that guy's name. Was that his name, really? Rudy
Eugene? I think so, yeah. Wow. Sounds right.
Growling, naked, chewing a man's face off. Exactly what you'd want.
Yeah.
Exactly what you'd want.
Ugly.
Yeah, nonetheless. So, but again, it gets to the point that the CDC has to bring that up, that there's not something out there that's causing people to come back from the life, come back from the dead, come back to life. We have to do that. Is that how stupid the... No, never mind.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone level.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've been thinking about three words lately, Father's Day gifts. And when I think about shopping for my dad, these three words go right along with them. Half-Price Books. Yep, if your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. And that's when Half-Price Books really rises to the occasion. New and used books about darn near everything. Heck, last year I gave him a Lamborghini. He's always wanted one. It was about yay big, had the complete history of that bad boy, and tons of photos. At half price, I gave him the world's finest golf courses and the Old West, too. My dad's always been a man of his words, and as I grew, so did my passion for reading. When almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world, showing you're that thoughtful, generous, thrifty person he knows you are. Half price books, real treasures, and really special Father's Day gifts. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley. Blue Baker.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today, 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today, 776-2215. And get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore.